You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret
it? Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yes. What's up, fuckers? My thing still sounds fucked up, Zach, but you know, what is that? What'd you do? You know, you work so hard to get this right, and then we get it right now. I feel like I have an echo in my head. Like, there's nothing between my ears. Go, 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 go. Who's got one?
How is that different than any other week?
Thank you. That was a good one.
There it is.
You're fired! Get out! Well, it does sound stupid. I mean...
A little tinny.
It does, right?
Yeah, a little tinny.
You sound a little
terrible.
Stuffed up.
What are you doing, Zach? Oh, God. It sounds tinny, right?
Yeah, well, this is how our podcast just so it's always a toss up with Zach.
Yeah, but what's going on, Zach?
I mean,
Zach, we have it right every week. What are you doing?
I feel like he got this job not knowing how to do it, and he's been Googling YouTube videos ever since. Piecemeal.
Every like a time, substitute teacher who stays one lesson plan ahead of the class.
Yeah.
Every time
he learns it as issues come up.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring up the D word, but.
What's the D word?
What's the D
Depot.
Word?
Depot.
Oh. How would we know that?
I thought you were going to say
Zach.
So many D words.
Jack just smashed his own glasses. Yeah. Zach just, don't say it.
I thought you were going to say dumb because he got tattoos of words on his fingers.
Anyways, this better come out good. That's all I'm fucking telling you, Zach.
Sounds better now.
Does it?
Well, it sounds like it went from sounding like I was in a kitchen pan to...
I mean, why is it not
like...
a sound check before the show?
Now
no,
just...
but why did it sound like shit? And now, you're sounding a little better now, Zach.
A little basic.
Whatever you just did is doing better. I want you to get a fucking thing of whiteout and white it out and then tape it down.
And
can
I want you,
you
to
that?
Convert to Christianity.
Yeah, and then I want you to be a Jew.
Yeah. Stop being a Muslim.
Yeah, you a Muslim?
Yeah.
No, he's not a Muslim.
Oh, he just plays one on the history.
That sounds a little better. I like that right there. He plays one. Jesus Christ.
We call him Zach Isis on the history.
Yeah, I know you do.
Because he is Palestinian.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah.
Doesn't
I mean
anything.
So what?
Yeah, what do you think? He's a seed?
I'm just saying.
Is that what they
know?
Call them?
He's
what?
Not pure.
Seek?
No, seed. Like the
sleeper cell?
A sleeper cell.
Yeah,
it's a cell, not a seed.
Yeah.
I suck. I'm just hungry.
If he was, I mean, he kind of, this is kind of the perfect kind of cover for him.
A Jewish...
Hey. He's got a job, you know, down here at Riotcast.
Yeah, there's a star of David downstairs in a window.
Yeah. He's
just
got
wait.
A rap career and a mixtape. It's kind of like he could be undercover.
Yeah.
Oh, wait for the perfect night with his mostly Jewish comedians on stage.
Yeah. Next to the stage, Modi.
You get two for one on that one.
He waits till he hears Noam say he wants to watch Modi's new stuff.
And the Nava goes, I'll come down too. I just wanted to do. all right. Well, let's get into this a little bit here. I'm very sad right now. I'm discombobulated actually. So let's get through the ad. How's that? First of all, where's my dates? What is that? Catch Me If You Can. What is that?
That's
it's a great film.
Zach learning on the fly.
Oh. You're so hipster.
That movie's 30 years old.
You need a booklet to go with your jokes. Yeah, I'm at Bridgeport, Connecticut this weekend in Albany. Go. This is a new club, Stress Factory, Bridgeport. So Albany next weekend, and then Tampa. Oh, I'm doing the cruise. Mm-hmm. Are you on it?
I was on it last year.
Oh, okay.
You're going to love it.
Verzi's on it. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Heard then, good things.
Yeah, I want to heard good things. Have you?
Just heard.
Yeah,
just say it's great.
Yeah. Gabby, your dad's episode, David Bryan, yeah. The Bon Jovi keyboard man, the fucking genius that he is, came to my shed and patreon.com/Robert Kelly. If you're a fan of my podcast and you're not a member at Patreon, I don't know what to tell you. You got to go there right now. Become a member. I'm sorry for the last 3 weeks. Like we said last week, thank you for sticking in there. Zach took care of everything. We all did. And all the shows are up there. You get the YKWD early. If you have a problem with that, please let me know. But we're checking on that. And we're just adding new content all the time. I'm putting two reviews up there this week. And something, I got another thing going up there, too. I did a skit with Verzi that's up there, which was fun.
Loan
is up there. Loan. Have you seen that?
No.
We should watch it again.
No. I got a fucking smashing for that. Gary Gulman came up to me tonight and said, listen, I watched your little short film, Loan, and I loved it. Thank you for sharing it with me. It was beautiful.
That's great.
So some of my friends thought I was just a fucking piece of shit and should be made fun of for it. And some of my friends, loved it.
Maybe that'll be one of his tips.
And then some of my friends were both.
I was both.
Yeah, you were both.
Yeah, Becky, go back and forth.
Becky loved it. Becky was great about it. Mike, you loved it.
We're not friends.
Is that the voice in my head when he said that?
I saw his lips move, but I know it was coming from your mind.
I think. Did you read my text messages to my wife? Anyways, yeah. So there you go. It's up on there, patreon.com, and my dates and all that, robertkellylive.com. I want to go through this. Let's bring up these guys' dates, too. Giannis, what do you got coming up?
I will actually be in Canada this weekend.
Canada?
When does this come out?
Sunday.
This weekend, Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, I love Hamilton.
Yeah, I'll be in the Hammer. It's the Hammer. Actually, Hamilton, interesting fact, the most scooters in North America.
Really?
Yeah, the most.
Are you sure? Have you been to Atlanta lately?
100% sure. Hamilton has the most scooters. So,
what kind of scooters are you talking about?
Like people who are a little too heavy and can't walk anymore, they have to get their
rascals.
Own.
Oh, rascals. Yeah,
they
got to
get there.
Not Bird.
No, not his scooter. No. I'm talking about a big person scooter.
Wait, what the fuck was that pause for?
Well,
I don't even
Nothing. You're sitting over there and we're talking about it and you're the one
projecting
into the future.
Well, why are you looking?
I thought that's what you meant. Oh, you meant like project. Yeah. No, not at all.
Is this the this is the only show where you guys can make fun of the host as much as you do. I mean, there's no other show that the host takes as many hits as I take.
This show has no rules. Yeah, I've said that before. Yeah, it's the rule of the show, you know. Well, you look good, though. You look slim.
I hate you.
You do. You do.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you're in Ontario. That's great. What are you playing, a theater? A theater!
No, I'm doing the Levity, what's it called? It's brand new comedy club, Levity Comedy Club. It's the grand opening weekend.
Same Levity guys?
No. Oh. No.
They stole the name?
I think so, yeah.
You're going to get a quick cease and desist?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It's
sure.
Actually, from what I understand, it's the old Yuck Yucks Club, and right. Now, from what I understand, it's Levity.
Levity. Why Levity? Why is Levity not fun?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little too...
At least Levity Live added live at the end of it. Just Levity. We're just going to bring a little levity to you.
You know what I think a lot of these comic clubs don't realize is that you don't have to... You don't have to go
to be rich to be my world. You don't have to be cool to be my world.
Ain't no particular sign. I just want your extra time and your kiss.
That fucking song makes me want to eat my own pussy. It's so fucking trans, that song. It's like, doesn't it make you want to be fucking hermaphrodite? Just
those
me?
Are different things.
One is both, and one is just the pussy.
No, it makes me feel fucking hot, that what? Song.
Yeah, we know what you really want now.
Yeah, Jesus.
You want both. Yeah. So Maurice and you don't have to fucking separate.
That's right. That's it. I need to, this ass pussy not going to lick itself.
is not going to lick itself.
It's not going to lick itself. You need to come here and do that shit for me in Canada. That's it.
You think they lick ass pussy in Canada?
They do. Go see Yana's papa do his little stand up. He got his little stand up. That's cute. You be doing your little stand up too, Bobby Kelly.
I got my little stand up. I got my stand up. Oh my God, it's so addictive. Sal Volcano. I was.
You both going to be on the ship together? You want that? Holy shit, they better reinforce that shit.
I can't stop. I was YouTubing his old videos with the guys, and I found this clip. Fuck me back.
What's that? The tenderloins?
I can't get it out of my head. I fucked your son. I fucked your son and he fucked me back. That's the greatest song ever. Yeah, I will be up there with Sal. But anywho, you're going to be up there. Please go check him out. One of the funniest, one of the greatest, Giannis Pappas. What do we got for Mikey?
Bunch of city dates.
You haven't been on the show for a while.
I've been trying to come back, you know?
Yeah, well, last time you were supposed to be on, I had to go back because of my dad.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Always happy to be here.
Uncle Vinny's.
Yeah, Uncle Vinny's.
The sound sucks again, but there you go.
Yeah. Uncle Vinny's in March. I didn't put it up on my website yet. In March, I'm doing Thursday, two brewery shows, one in Hamden and one in Rocky Hill on that Friday, March 15th, headlining both of those.
Really? Okay.
I love that picture. You look like Tig Notaro.
Yeah. It was actually during Stick or Treat.
If she was a hot girl. Jesus Christ, man. You really do look like fucking Ellen.
You're a handsome woman.
I was going for a John Mulaney vibe that
day. Yeah, well, you missed.
Yeah.
And you went for a hot lesbo.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I took that shirt off and there was just a fucking ace bandage around your tits, I'd be happy.
Or if you just had the flat tits with the scar underneath where, you know, it was removed, the tissue.
I don't know if I'd like that. That's kind of gross. Yeah.
Well, that's how they look.
Yeah.
Well, by they, I mean hers. Hers. I got to backpedal out of this. Am I okay, guys?
No. Nope.
Especially we don't have Wei Zhongjing here. I don't know.
To get a double mastectomy, so you might want to back out of that one.
I don't know how to back out of this. I support everyone.
Please. I love that you, on your gig, you had to get your own wristbands. They wouldn't let you backstage. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of imposters. You know what I mean?
Who took that?
Yeah, they did.
It's a Mindy.
It's your teeth. Your mouth looks gay.
My mouth is gay, but my heart is not, you know?
You should have put that in black and white, and you would have looked a little more of Dick Van Dyke. Now, or just Dyke. You just look Dyke now.
Just Van Dyke.
Anyways, Brooklinen right now. You know what? You're getting Brooklinen.
I'm getting what?
You're going to get some Brooklinen.
Some Brooklinen?
Brooklinen is this is a sponsor of my show, but I love these guys. And you fans of my show, you know who these guys are. You spend a third of your life in your seat, so why aren't you looking for a New Year's resolution? All right? Better sleep is a good place to start the new year with new Sheetsies. I got them. I got three pairs. I keep telling you that. I love them. It's like, you know when you go to a hotel room that's rocking and you get into that bed? You know when you go to a hotel room and it feels like somebody was just sleeping in it? Like, there's no way they change these sheets.
Yeah.
These are two just thin and flimsy. But then you get into that hotel on that good gig.
Yeah, when you sell tickets.
Oh, and you got to kind of jump up in the bed.
Yeah, they don't put you in the condo. They put you there.
And then you get into those sheets and you peel that layer back and you sneak in.
And you take out your phone, you start jerking off.
Well, no. I mean, no. No, Jesus, I told you. Can you? Don't fuck up.
Oh, sorry.
Listen, no. I would say that you kind of get into the sheets and you just want to go to sleep. I mean, it just, anyways.
You focus on the sheets.
I have these sheets and I love them. My wife went out and bought two more pairs and they're unbelievable. They got over 30,000 five-star reviews, which you guys know, on online betting companies, it's not gambling. I got two sponsors. Anyways, 500,000 happy sleepers around the world. Brooklinen Sheets named winner of best online betting category, Good Housekeepings. Here's the greatest part about these sheets. You're looking for a present for somebody, a couple, a lonely dude who lives by himself, get him, find out his bed, king, queen, full, twin.
If he's alone, it's a twin.
Is that the small one?
Yeah.
If you have a twin, Jesus, just get a full.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Just respect yourself a little bit.
Make your room the bed.
Yeah.
You don't need walkie. What are you doing? What are you, Muslim? You got to get down on the five. Nothing. No offense there. But yeah, you just get yourself a queen bed. Live like a person. You're going to bang a girl. Look, I give you full respect. If you're banging in a twin, you're a man. Because I used to bang in a twin up on 97th and Lex.
Yeah,
but I didn't have Brooklyn and Sheets. And if I did, it would have been a plus.
I think the Brooklyn and Sheets overrides a twin bed.
It's better
to have a Brooklyn on a twin than shitty sheets on a king.
Or it's better to have twins on a Brooklyn.
There we go.
Twin linen, baby.
You know what, dude? Brooklyn.
It's named like Brooklyn. That's why I like it. Brooklyn, and that's why it's so easy to remember. It sounds like Brooklyn.
It's a husband and wife team that founded this company.
From Brooklyn?
Yes. And Brooklyn linen works directly with the manufacturer to pass on the savings to you, making luxury bedding without the prices. You can finally get five-star sheets without the five-star price. Mix and match 20 different colors and patterns. Okay, sheets don't just feel amazing. They look amazing. And sheets, the bed, I'm telling you, man, they're the bread and butter. That's it. You got a bed, you can have a good, a mattress is a mattress. I know it's going to be soft, but the sheets is what matter. What's on your pillowcase matters. That's the bread and butter of a bed. But they also make towels, robes, sleep masks, all kinds of other stuff you can add to splash some luxury into your daily routine. Brooklyn and sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. They're never leaving my bed. I don't care if they stop sponsoring the show. I'm still going to try to use my code and get some money off. But not, I'm going to buy these sheets. Okay, so upgrade your life. Brooklinen.com is giving my people exclusive offer just to my listeners. That's it. Right here. Ready? $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WHATDUDE. That's WHATDUDE at Brooklinen.com. Brooklyn is so comfortable and confident that their product, that all their sheets are and comforters and towels, they all come with a lifetime warranty, okay? The only way to get the $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen, B-R-O-O-K-I-K-L-I-N-E-N, sorry, .com, brooklinen.com, promo code WHATDUDE. I love this sponsor. This is a great gift. You might get these for you.
I am going to get these, actually. I'm not even joking. I will get. I hate going to a store and having to ask somebody, like, which is good, which are bad. I like it nice and easy.
Here's the thing, too.
Yeah. So I go online and
it's
I just order
be
it.
Convenient.
Yeah. I'll tell you, and I like this nice little design they got going on there.
They got all kinds of 20 different designs and colors and patterns. But here's the deal. You go to a store to buy sheets, you can't. The pillowcase is here. They got a king, they got a queen. You can't find your sheet.
Yeah.
You can't find the pillowcases that match it. And it's just a nightmare. And they're not the same company. It's a little off. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. And then you got to go find some lady or some dude who has no idea. Go on the site. Just order them. And guaranteed, soft as hell.
I think actually, like sheets, this is the internet makes buying sheets. Like this needed to happen. Sheets are one of my least favorite things to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know what the fuck to get.
There you go.
Now I'm just going to make it simple and go to Brooklinen.
And it's cheap, too. $187. You know, I went in one time, I got these sheets, and I was like, I want these. They were like $700.
Right.
I was like, and they gave me some Egyptian count. It's like, listen, settle down. I'm not spending $700 on sheets.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
After a certain point, I feel like thread count goes out the window. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll just go stay at a hotel.
See, that's the shit I don't understand, is like the thread count.
Well, when it's four thread, that's basically a piece of sandpaper. You know what I mean? Yeah. You need like 600 and up, I think.
See, yeah, that's what always confuses me.
But those ones that he was talking about was probably like
what's the thread count on the Brooklinen?
It's up there. But I don't know what the thread count is, but it's...
Do they sleep cool?
The pillows are cool all night, baby.
Wow.
Here's the deal. My belt is on me right now, but if I unhook it...
Yeah.
Okay, if I unhook this belt, it'll be like...
I'm going to go flying into the wall?
Well, it would be... I don't know if I get it back. It'd be like trying to unhook one of the ties on a hot air balloon while you're in the air. And trying to get it back on in air.
Like a cartoon bullet that's just pinging off of everything?
I just don't know if I'm going to get it back on at this point of the day. I'm swell. And I don't mean a nice guy.
Well, you know
what?
I've put on weight. I only have two pairs of jeans that fit me right now. I'm back over. I'm 207.
Wow.
I need to get back. You know, at one point I was 225. I was a fat kid when we met.
I know you were.
Yeah, I was a fat, dumpy kid.
Yeah, then you went to Miami and became a fucking skinny Puerto Rican.
I did, yeah. Yeah, I was depressed.
Hello, morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Miami? Welcome to Web in the Morning. With Giannis Papas and Marisa Rodriguez, that's it.
That's when you could have, actually, is it too loud? Are people complaining in the chat room? That's when you could have got some real money for your pussy.
Really she's a very vulnerable Bobby, I gotta say.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a little out of it.
Yeah.
I'm a little out of it. I just went, it's been a long day anyways. I had an audition today. That takes a lot out of me because I have to really try to do these things. You know, I got a kid. You know, I'm home yesterday. I got the, they left, I don't know, 12 o'clock, and I'm home doing my audition by myself. I haven't seen my kid in 3 days or whatever it is. Fine, that's life. I get it. Don't be a pussy. I'm with you. But I'm sitting there, and I do my audition, and then I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I want to go be with my kid. And I took an Uber over to the Palisades over the Tappan Zee New Bridge, and I went over there and hung out, and I had to find them. They were in a store, and God, you know, God forbid my wife acts surprised like she's excited. She's like, hey, hi, what are you doing here? Oh, that's good. I'm glad. I'd rather catch you banging somebody. It would have been at least more thrilling. Yeah. Just catching her balls deep with fucking Max. Max had fucking busy bees. Well, she's balls deep around the corner in a bathroom. Fucking, whoa, what are you? At least she would have had a little more fucking pep in her step. But anyways, we went to the mall.
Yeah.
We it was fun. Max had a good time. We wound up having a good time. We came home, blah blah blah. I wound up working on my shit late, and then today I had the audition, which takes a little, because you leave these things, it's like working for free. You're literally working for hours. You're working for hours to get this lines down for nothing, and not even like, just to get another audition, just to get into a more stressful position. Literally, because you now, okay, it's down to you and five other dudes. Now it's you down, you and two other dudes. Now, okay, they picked you, maybe. Yeah. And now it's up to you. What do you want for money? And now it's up to, okay, you got this. And it's just this process of people don't understand, you know, famous people just get the gig and show the fuck up and their confidence level's out of the roof. Most actors, the process of getting a part is mind-boggling. Just the anxiety levels and to have to walk into a room and deliver over and over again. It's crazy.
And also the ratio is incredibly, it's like 60 to 1, you know what I mean? In order to, the amount of auditions you have to go on and second auditions to actually get a part.
I don't know if 60 to 1 is a ratio, is it?
Yeah.
That's exactly what a ratio is.
Yeah, I thought it was 60 to like maybe 40. Wouldn't it be like 99% you won't get it, 1% you would?
I mean, I guess I'm saying there's a 1 in 60 chance, but yeah. I mean, you're going 1 in 100.
I'm tired. Yeah.
I like it. I've never even seen this kind of you because you're not even like peppy enough to like really dig in. You're digging your heels on your point. You're like, well, I don't know, maybe.
Well, here's the deal. Can you get that? Who cares? We don't know who it is. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I just went and saw Quinn's play.
Yeah.
His one-man show.
How's that?
I want a quick comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know how to. I'm just like I'm done. I mean, why am I doing this?
He's just a smart, funny guy.
I just don't. But it's like
it's so hard to make politics like funny and like still be teaching people stuff. Yeah, and I feel like he's incredible at that.
Yeah,
he's a master at it.
It was so fucking good, man. It was so good. I love him, but it's just like I've been to. Here's the deal: I've been to three of these already. And I still, I'm going to go. No, you're not. You're not going to do shit. There she is. Are we just talking about Quinn? Let her on the mic for a second. Sit down for a second, Lizzie. Can you sit down for a sec?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Thank you. I want to quit comedy, Liz. I mean, I'm funny.
Everybody should.
Liz is done at the cellar. All you cocksuckers should quit comedy. I get it. I'm funny. I know I do my thing. But then you watch somebody like that and you're like, why don't I just spend a little more time? Just 7 months of a year, 6 months, just do your act. Nothing else. Don't do fucking podcasts. Don't do fucking other people's podcasts. Don't do shit. Just do your act. Just work on your fucking ass.
And eat healthy as well. Both.
Well, let's settle down my ass.
just gonna have a baby heart attack
steps.
In between.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really think I'm going to be
a
funny?
Lot of vegetables.
Dude, if I get abs again, you think I'm going to be funny?
No.
I'm just going to be banging. I'm going to dump Dawn. You want to go to the mall fucking without me? I fucking X surprised.
Colin's been working on this.
A year.
Over a year.
Over a year.
Easily 18 months. And it started as one thing, and it morphed into what it is now. And he wrote every day. Every day it changed. He performed it twice a week at the Pussycat. Every day it was different. Every day there was something new. Or, I mean, he
went
a student of comedy.
He went through 50 states at the end of this thing, the closing thing where he goes through the and you're like, oh my God, he just went through all the states.
And that's the newest stuff. That's almost brand new.
This whole thing evolves. This whole show he's doing is about what's happening right now. And there's lines in this show where you're like, oh my God. And he's fucking talking about, you know, left, right, center. It's crazy.
The problem, the solution, the future.
He had a line in there. What was that line? I don't know if I should tell anybody. He had a line. I don't know what it is. He said. He goes, I can just say it, right? He goes, here's the deal. This is what we should do. At 18, everybody gets $1 million.
Oh my God, I love that.
If you spend it all, we kill you.
That's when you got it. That's in the social estate.
It's
a great one.
It's like, you can't. You got to go see it. Minetta Lane Tavern.
It's great.
It's not Tavern. Fucking what is it?
The Minetta Theater. It's
Tavern. I just told him to go to a tavern on fucking 3rd Street. Go to Minetta Lane Tavern and have yourself a fucking pale ale. Dumb fat
it's
cocksucker.
Through
I am.
March 5th.
March 5th. So there
right
you go.
Now, yeah.
I was just, it makes me, I walked out. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm going to do a fucking bag review in my shed. Suck.
Unreal. Where were you sitting?
Subscribe to my Patreon.
Where were you sitting?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where were you sitting?
It's,
where were you sitting in the theater?
I had a great seat.
No,
I,
really?
I was really mad.
Really?
Yeah. I was very mad. I had a seat next to me empty. I didn't. I told them I didn't have a plus one, but apparently they count me a plus two. So
it's like a Southwest flight.
Yeah.
I'm
mad too.
Did you have better seats than Tim Gage?
I had better seats than Tim Gage.
I
was a little mad because two one-man shows in a row. The first one, they sat me last. He got me tickets last row. Second to last row, the guy behind me was a Tourette's guy, literally going in my wife's hair. I'm like, what? Behind a camera. Okay. The last one, they put me behind a camera next to a fat chick that wouldn't give up the elbow room. Literally,
I really thought you were going to have last row, obstructed view, of the row. I really, really did.
I called them today and I go, if you have a funny bone in your body, you will give me a shit seat. He didn't. He gave me a great seat.
Wow, that's really Mike LaVoy's fault then.
So I'm upstairs, we're doing the, and I know that he really looked out for me because as I came in, they're like, Robert Kelly? Oh, Mr. Kelly, come on, follow me. Hey, this is Robert. Hey, Robert, hey. They wanted me to do the step and repeat. So I go upstairs, and it's Jim and Sam. And Jim did it by himself and just left Sam. So I went in. I went in and pretended that I was Norton. I just hunched over.
That's great.
And then Jim came back. But so they're waiting to go in. I'm waiting. Sam and Jim are waiting. And I think Ryan Hamilton. Jerry Seinfeld comes in.
Uh-oh.
Wow, does he have a fucking energy around him. He came in and just walked, a couple people. I mean, walked by me and then just went right in. And the cameras, oh my God, what a different sound. I mean, I was almost, you just started blinking. Jerry. And he knows how to do that shit, man. God, and he steps out and he actually walked up and he was like, hi. And I was like, how you doing, Jerry? Right, like I get nervous around him, like my third stepdad. God, I went up, and it was like four cameras.
Someone's like, "Sorry, my camera's broken. It keeps taking pictures."
Yeah, it did. It sounded like we were just on a, vacation in Aruba. And it was just one couple.
Great, thanks. Next.
Hey, look at the dolphin. Yeah, I yelled at a guy. I go, "Come on, snap the photo, asshole!" He went. Just one. He put his camera down.
Yeah, we got it.
This other guy had the gun holsters. I'm like, you bought the gun holster camera? They're leather, custom leather hole for two cameras. I go, nothing?
Nah.
Nah, what are you going to do?
You ever hear the pop Jerry gets when like he goes on stage?
Yes.
It's like it's more. It's like
he's a legend.
It's
like
violent.
The Beatles. It's violent.
Yeah. He's a legend. He's a legend. There's no way around it. Mm-hmm. But he's a fucking legend in comedy. That's it. He's one of the Rushmore. There you go.
Are we going to see this again and heckle?
No, I'm not heckling. You out of your mind?
Now you know exactly where to.
I'm on the verge of quitting and like canceling my gigs this weekend. This is the problem with Quinn. You go see his thing, and then you go up, and I'm like, "Eh, fucking, I get 3 scoops. She gets 2. I get 1. Fucking,
compatibility.
Suck my pecker."
You know what's even worse?
I can't watch other people's comedy
he
now.
He has
too.
The other half of this.
Yeah.
That what you didn't see. Yeah. He'll just work on now, and that's something else that's like almost there.
Yeah, I'm done.
It's painful.
I'm done. I'm done with. Does there? Do they have? Do you want a manager? Is there a manager?
I mean,
need?
Yeah, you can.
Can I manage Vegas?
You can manage Vegas.
I'm gonna learn sleight of hand magic, and I'm gonna go. I wanna go be the house in Vegas. I'm just gonna go up.
The
I'm
house
go,
MC.
I'm gonna be like, welcome to the Comedy Cellar.
We can get drums. You can play the drums.
Oh Jesus! Yeah, like Joe Piscopo. You guys ready? Give it up. Give him Mark Cohen.
Fucking hype, man.
Sucks.
Anyways. It was great.
So I'm a little fucking bummed out, but whatever. There you go.
But go see CQ. Yeah. Red State, Blue State.
Go see it.
Minetta Lane Theater.
All right.
I'm out.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
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 Mush is back in.
Thank you.
So there you go. I mean, I'm talking to you two. I've never met two more confident comedians that think they're, you know, fucking shit don't stink than you two. You guys literally think you're fucking preaching. But I'm just going on deaf ears right now because you're just putting up with
you're
me.
Like, not me, man. I'm I'm not quitting.
Dude, have you
not right now. Well, I'm the greatest.
Yeah.
Maybe if I fall off, but not right this second.
I'm just hitting my stride. So.
it's bad. Have you ever seen somebody's comedy where you're just like, I'm just no good?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah,
that's weird.
I feel that way, but when I saw you, when I would feature for you a few times too, just like I remember seeing some of those rooms that we were in too, where they were like tough. You know, the host has a tough time. I just get by, and then you kind of come in. Even the time at Gotham when Seinfeld popped in, got that crazy standing ovation before you came on. I went downstairs. I was like, Seinfeld just came in. You're like, I don't care.
Yeah,
I was like, you were not 1 second where you're like, oh, this might throw off the audience equilibrium a little
bit. Patrice walked in, I'd fucking shit my pants.
Yeah.
First, because he's dead. Second, because,
he judges, he'll judge you,
Well, no, because he fucking brings him to a different place. There's certain comics that bring crowds.
I think
to
he's
a real. When you go up, what happens with him is he'll expose the tape in your boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody has these little patches of tape.
The flex seal.
Exactly.
The flex seal.
You kind
of
go
boat.
On, and you kind of just scooting along, and people are like, "Hey, nice boat!" And you're like, "Thank you very much." And you see a little water fucking flipping through.
Yeah.
But when you go up after Patrice, all of a sudden it's just that tape just rips off, and as you're saying it, you're like, "This is phony."
I feel like he was the best I've seen. I think he was the best I saw live, Patrice. I was the most floored by, because you could see what he was doing. Like, a lot of times he would start off by being, like, mean, and then he'd crawl out of the hole. I mean,
he set the hole because he wanted people, excuse me one second, I have to do this. Oh, God, I almost died. Oh, my God, why am I wearing belt buckles? What the fuck am I doing? Nobody can see it. It's not like somebody's going, hey, nice belt buckle.
You gotta get into jeggings.
What's a jegging?
It's like they look like jeans, but they're like they're pretty much sweatpants.
I already have them.
You do,
dude? What do you think these are? You think I could fucking?
Bobby stopped with denim 10 years.
Yeah. They're basically maternity pants, is what he's saying.
Bobby's doing air squats right now.
Are those jegging? Yeah, because they're basically maternity pants, aren't they?
Yeah,
jeggings? No, I
no
have...
look, they like that. They're stretchy jeans.
You need jeggings. Yeah,
I have those. I have to get them hemmed. Number one, number two.
You take in, take
I have
them in
these,
or let them
these
out.
These are Wranglers.
Oh.
These are Wranglers. Not stretchy. They're like outdoor. Man's pants. Yeah, I have them. I have those. I have the jean ones.
I didn't know they made those for men.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they'll change your life.
Oh, they'll change your life, all right. Yeah. Fucking, you'll be able to use both bathrooms.
Yeah. Anyway. You look good in clothes, right? You don't, like, Gene, you look good in clothes.
Me?
Yeah, like,
look,
you
good
know,
in clothes?
Yeah, you just got a bot. Like,
I mean,
what the fuck are you saying? What the fuck is this beard about?
Like, you know, like, I understand.
You're like
why
Kevin Meaney before he died. You look good in clothes, don't you, little one? I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. I'll suck your dick. I just don't care.
I mean, like, I understand why they use tall, skinny models now, because, like, the clothes look good on that person. Like, well, I have to wear certain clothes
because
I got, like, thick legs and they're short and stocky and a long torso. So it's got to be the right sneakers, right pants. Everything's got to be right. Whereas he just puts it on and he's just like, he looks like one of those lanky fucking rock and roll kids.
Yeah, you can't let the outfit wear you. You know what I mean? That's my advice to everybody.
I hope you
there.
Fall on a skateboard and chip your teeth. I really do. I hope you get Stavros teeth.
Yeah, you make that's a disease now, an official. I know. I got a case of Stavros.
I'm so sick of him keeping it as a fucking.
It's a brand.
Yeah, it's a Sufi.
He branded it.
Fat fuck. Take some of your fucking Cumtown millions and get your fat tooth fixed. We're sick of you and your fucking dumb ham. Fucking does. He looks like a honey baked ham. Fucking tooth missing. I'm sick of it. I love him, but just get the tooth fixed. Anyways, yeah. I think that your body. If I had your body, I would. I mean, you do have this David Bowie.
I'd lick my own pussy. If I could look like that,
would you lick your own pussy?
If I had Feeney's body, I'd fucking just lick my own pussy.
Let me ask you a question. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sucks that we're getting beat out of that voice because it's so fucking fun to do.
I'm not fucking stopping.
You know what I'll do?
I'll fight for my fucking right to talk like that.
Dude, I want to lick your ball seam. I want to make it like a pussy that never opens. I just keep trying to open it, but that doesn't.
Fuck yeah. Wow. I feel like people in LA kind of talk like that, right? Like, just that's kind of the LA accent. Just like,
it's slow and dragged down.
Yeah. It's called vocal fry.
Fuck yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like where everyone just sounds like Trisha Takanawa from Family Guy. They're like, coming here.
Well, you can hear girls, it's mostly girls in New York when you walk and you hear them. Yeah. So, anyways, I went to his house and it was a dog there.
Everything's
I love
question.
Dogs. Yeah. But, I mean, I just got a new jacket. Now it's going to be all over my. I mean, have a lint brush, for God's sakes. I want to get a fucking ball peen hammer and whack her in the side of the temple. I hate it. It's an accent. It's like, because they don't talk like that when they in front of their boss or they're getting a job, or I hate that, those accents that you put on when you're around your friends.
Yeah.
And then when you get around somebody like the mayor, you're like, "Hi, Mr. Mayor, how are you?" Yeah. My name is Kathleen.
Yeah.
Fucking twats.
It's kind of I call it like a rich trail off. It's like when you're born that rich, like talking tires, So it's like, you just get tired, like talk, and like the end of you just trail off at the end of the sentence. You're like, I just can't. I don't have enough.
You get it.
Yeah.
Can we get ramen instead of Boston chicken?
Do you want to meet up and fucking go to Sutton Play and then go see Amy Schumer's latest skit?
I don't think she's doing Scott Johnny Moore.
She's like, you want to go to Beekman? She's like, my friend's gonna take it.
Oh my god, I have tickets to Sebastian Maniscalco. Let's go see him. I love his new jacket.
His jacket is nice.
He's like super tan.
Oh my god, he's tan. But what is he? Do they have a tan?
He's
backstage?
A little bridge and tunnel. Like,
I love it.
Just meet me. Just
he can wear black and white as a shirt, and it doesn't even like it. It's like a saying something.
You think it'd clash?
Yeah.
Just meet me at Anthropology.
You guys want to go get some chicken?
Yeah.
Just plain chicken.
Can I get a bagel with tomato and onion, please?
Oh, I'm going to get a brevet latte.
I don't know where that bagel with tomato and onion came from.
I don't know. It really snapped me.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't thinking it. It just came out. So I don't know where that is in my
Peter
brain.
Peter Luger's steakhouse special.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe it's because it looks like a pussy and I want to lick it because it's mine.
I fucked your son. Fucked your son and he fucked me back.
Back. But have you noticed that though? About how Prince just makes you fucking.
That's Sal. That's not him.
No, but I was talking about like just how Prince kind of just. It just, you can't like, you can't fucking be tough around Prince. You just have to be fucking, you know, you gotta lick your own pussy. It makes you want to lick your own pussy.
But Prince was Prince was street. If you interviews and shit, he was more street and tough and. Because I mean, when he told that Michael Jackson story, he was like, what? I'm like, this motherfucker wanted me to what? He was banging Apollonia. I mean, he was.
He's a genius.
He was. Remember, if you. Prince's first video, listen to me. I would have fucked him.
Yeah.
This is where you got. I think this is where you got Mauricio from, by the way.
Probably.
I think this is where this came from.
But you got
Prince's first video, video on YouTube. I'm going to say it again slower.
We can't play it.
Why?
Because we'll get flagged.
Well, don't put the song on. Just look at him. How's that?
If we keep it small.
Yeah.
I like you got your lawyer here.
Well, I know. He has to.
Bobby Kelly.
No, because I'll yell at him. Tell me that. I did, but you fucking yelled at me. There's no win for Mike. I just threw hot tea in his face every time.
I've really been beaten down since the last time I've been on the show.
Okay, no, no, you fuck.
Just the confidence that he had to wear that. You know what I mean? It was.
No, that's not it. Just get it. Hit a button. 50. There's 50 of them.
It always makes me laugh.
That's it right down there.
I mean, he looks
the second
like a woman.
Dude, look at this fucker.
That doesn't make you want to lick your own pussy?
Oh, dude, I want to lick his pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, what if Prince. Okay, here's the deal. Keep it small, you said, right? Did you say keep it small?
We just have to watch a substantial
Zach
first.
Doesn't full screen it.
What?
As long as Zach doesn't full screen it, we're good.
Zach don't full. But here's the deal. Imagine Prince, you're hanging out with Prince one night, and he just, you go, let's go back to my house, man. I'll be Prince, you be you, all right? Hey, Giannis. Oh, man, you're a fucking badass motherfucker. I seen your shit.
Thanks, man.
Why don't you come back?
Thanks, Prince.
Let's go hang out. Let's go.
Yeah?
Let's hang out.
Cool. Yeah, sure. Thanks,
let's
man.
Let's do it. Let's come on. Come with me.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going. Let's go back. Yeah, I'm going back to my place.
This is awesome, man. I'm such a big fan. Like, I've always been a big fan. Every time I hear your songs, it makes me wish I had a pussy so I could lick it.
Oh, that makes me want to have a pussy, too. That's my new song. Pussy, too. Pussy, too. Have my pussy, too. I have your dick in my pussy. Pussy, too.
Yeah.
Why don't you come back to my house?
Okay, yeah. I mean,
all right, let's go back. We'll go back to.
If you want to fuck me, that's cool too. Let's whatever. I'm game.
Listen, man, I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna eat your asshole.
Okay, I'll lick my own pussy.
I'm gonna stick my guitar up your fucking ass.
Whatever you want to do, you're Prince.
I'm gonna take your pants. Take those pants off.
Sure.
Those pants.
Wait, can I chub up a little bit? Because I look weird when it's small.
No,
it's not chubbed up.
I want to see that little fucking mushroom.
Okay, there it is.
Let me find that mushroom in that big Greek bush you got.
It looks like chewing gum in a Jufro.
That big Greek bush you got. I want to suck it. I'm Prince.
So this is before you were the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here's my dick, Prince. Can you write a song about it?
Yeah, your dick is in my mouth. Isn't in my mouth.
Are you sucking my dick now? This is kind of weird phone sex.
That was getting weird.
Was it getting weird?
Yeah. Weird from the start.
I started body posturing.
You made Giannis uncomfortable. Giannis sat back and just kind of, okay, Prince, do whatever you want.
I made a guy who plays a woman on stage uncomfortable. I apologize.
I just
when this got on my head, I became the character.
You really, that was method acting right there. Yeah. That was scary. For a second, I thought you were Prince.
Yeah, you got the part.
Yeah.
I just lost half the listener.
Yeah.
Prince was hot as shit.
It is funny, though, that any guy who wears heels, it's just funny. He wore heels for, not saying like
he had to.
Trans women, I support everybody. I mean, like, he was a guy who was short who wore heels because he was short, and that's always funny to me.
Lifts.
But he wore heels when it was okay to wear heels. He came up with Michael Jackson. That era of Flock of Seagulls and dressing like a woman, even the bands, Motley Crue, dressed like women. They look like hot chicks. It was fine. I mean, David Bowie. It was, if you're into
that's
rock.
Isn't that funny to you, though? Like, he's got heels on.
Yeah, but he was 4'1".
I know. That's funny to me.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, if he didn't have heels, nobody would know he was there.
Yeah.
Like, he had to have heels. The funny part is that he danced like a motherfucker in heels.
Yeah, he did.
He had to learn to dance like a woman.
Yeah. Well, that's eventually what he took the painkillers for, because dancing in heels threw his hips out.
I bet on eBay you could buy a pair of Prince's boots right now. Let's buy them.
I guarantee you can't.
What if they're my size? I'll wear them on stage. Yeah.
They will explode immediately. As soon as you step in them, they will just Hulk smash.
You know, when you see these people, I did a David Bowie museum thing. They had a big David Bowie thing. I did the Elvis house, you know, and it's funny to see the clothes live, because the clothes are they're never like clothes that you can wear. Are those them?
$40,000.
All right, well, let's not get those. Let's get
just
the other.
On eBay?
Yeah, those are purple. Let's get blue ones or some other color.
And how do you verify that? How do you verify
right
you
there.
Wore them?
Right. And you get a notebook.
Jim Morrison handwritten notebook?
Yeah. Be funny you had a great hour of stand-up in there.
Yeah.
let me see. Nothing else? Go to another one.
Is there another one?
It's got to be.
It's crazy that we
found
this
one.
Yeah. Now his family is really trying to sell his estate.
Oh, they're selling everything, yeah. Dude.
Look at that.
You can buy that. That's a Prince
tambourine.
That's a 7,000 rare stage used concert tambourine. Wow.
How do you verify that, though?
But they have verification. Scroll down. Keep scrolling. Wait a minute. Singers, go back. Singers, artist, Prince stage worn bronze Moonstar. Shit. I'd wear that right in my ear all the time. I'd look like Dante's little brother. All right, go scroll down. Scroll down. See if there's something we can afford. $19. What are those? Cleo Prince. No, the.
Just like that? Chloe Prince.
All right, go down. Who? What are those?
Drumstick.
Those are his bogs when he gardened.
Keep scrolling. Keep scrolling down until you get to Tayshaun Prince from the Detroit Pistons.
I can buy that. Wait a minute. Scroll back down. I can buy that Kids Boys Roman Honorable King Prince.
Honorable
costume.
King.
Is this towel?
Is that his towel?
You want a towel?
How much?
$250.
Wait a minute. Click on that.
Plus $7.
Extremely rare and personal.
Click on that.
Wiped his dick with it.
That's a little cheap. Cheap.
Why'd you have to take it too far, Mike?
He was gone. We took a swing.
All right, let me see the other photo, Michael, of it. Yeah, click on the other one. There, let's see what that, right there. You got it. What is, that's his towel? How do we know it's his towel?
You don't.
That's what I've been saying.
3121, what does that mean?
What
does that mean? This unique and extremely rare personal item, which we got at
the
club.
Rio in Vegas.
No shit. Oh, when he did his show. Wow.
Can you imagine being so famous that whatever room you go into, whatever you touch, people just keep?
And collect.
Yeah.
Sell.
Yeah. Well, fucking wild to think about that.
I know. Her dad's in.
Exactly.
Isn't it crazy to think about it?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah.
Isn't it crazy if your dad was here, I'd sniff his seat after he left?
You just smell rum and shit.
Your dad's in fucking Bon Jovi. Yeah. Holy shit.
Every time Giannis comes in, he's so let's talk about the fact.
Do you know how big Bon Jovi is?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, it's not like having a dad who's in Everclear or, you know, it's like.
I'll be honest, a dad in Everclear, I'd be like, that's pretty great. You know?
Any band that you say, we'd be like, that's not bad.
Yeah.
What band are you going to say that we're not going to flick out?
But Bon Jovi, dude.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's an arena band is pretty wild.
Not even an arena. They just did 100,000 people in Japan.
I mean, yeah.
Could you
Bon
imagine being in front of 100,000 people?
Well, right now, I'm at the top of my game. So Every day, every Saturday. I mean, I'm just planning for it. You know what I mean? I'm talking to my team and telling my team make it happen. You know, especially I know my shit is going big in Japan right now. So you know, I'm just out there killing it. You know, I'm out there killing it, making jackets, whatever you could buy. Giannis Papas dot. You know, whatever.
Dot whatever.
If you want it, you'll find it.
Your dad's got great hair too.
Yeah, it's lush.
Great hair. It smells good too, right?
All right. It's just fishing for
it's like
every
flowing.
Day I smell his hair.
What does he smell like after
brushes?
A concert? Like kind of sweaty, but also good. Or?
Nah, yeah, rich people like that. They always smell good.
Like a smell of accomplishment.
Yeah. They never have fumes.
Yeah, it's almost weird because even when he's dressing, like he came in and did the Shed show, I was like, I can't wait to see what is he going to wear, like a flant? Is he going to look different? And he showed up and it's like somebody dressed you. Yeah. Like
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah, this, like, your mom says wear this, puts it. I mean, he looked like he could go on stage right there.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked great.
That's a weird thing, though, because do you think Prince would have been able to wear that if he was a comedian? Like, I feel like if Prince showed up wearing those heels, walked into the cellar, it would,
I don't know, ask Cat Williams.
One look at the table, and people would just be like, yeah, Cat Williams, I guess. But he also...
Eddie Murphy wore a purple paisley leather suit with driving gloves with rings on.
There they are, there's right there.
Did an hour, listen to me. Did an hour special and nobody made fun of him.
Yeah.
Do you know how funny you have to be? If I walked out in a purple shirt, people would fucking call me Barney.
Yeah. Yeah. Black kids can get away with it a little bit more. Black kids are just cooler. It's a little bit more like they just get away with it better.
Yeah, well, I mean, look. I mean, that's pretty badass, that outfit, dude. Yeah. I wonder where that is. You know how much that'd be worth?
Check eBay.
You know how much that'd be worth to wear his paisley leather fucking jumpsuit? No, it's a jacket. Is it a jumpsuit or is it a jacket?
It's a suit,
I think it's a
no?
two-piece.
Is it a two-piece? It's got to be a two-piece. Yeah. How did it not come up? I got to worry about my shirt just coming up when I do this on stage. Never mind his fucking, God damn it. What kind of underwear
do
you
wear? I do feel like shirts are being made very short now. I feel I have the same. Anytime I lift my shirt, it goes way up. I lift my arm, I mean.
Look at that. Eddie Murphy raw. Whoa, that's creepy.
I love how this podcast has just become us scrolling on YouTube.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, let's start recording.
let's go to Poshmark next. See if I can pick up some Jack Spade shirts.
Go to Wayfair. Well, you know, it was funny. I was listening. I'm trying to not turn into a... I really don't want to become a fucking old cunt. An old grumpy...
You're from... I'm kidding. Hey, I'm kidding.
What the hell was that? Don't ever touch me that way again. Fuck away.
Oh, my God. The way...
Well,
you know who... while we're on the subject of her dad, do you know who else is a fucking... I found out it can sing...
Oh, we got to hear it.
Buddy.
We got to hear it.
And here's the deal. You don't want me to play it, I won't play it.
Do not.
But she can fucking listen.
I want to hear it.
It's pissing Mike off because Mike, oh, now she can sing too.
No, I got to pee really bad.
I'll go pee. I thought you were just like, fucking, oh, of course she can
he
sing.
He needs to go pee so he doesn't murder me.
It'd be funny if he's in there just fucking stabbing a doll, just ripping a trachea out that looks like Gabby.
I want to hear it. Can we
hear
it?
Nothing.
No.
I look like a bullfrog. What is she?
He does look like a bullfrog.
He does look like if
she
he's
hates Bobby. I love Bobby.
Yeah. Any chair he's sitting on does kind of look like a lily pad. You know?
Yeah, is that Gabby right there? That no.
No.
Is that
Gabby? What are you fucking doing?
That's your film reel. Play that.
No, don't.
Click it. Michael, click that.
Why wouldn't I? Mike, don't do that.
Michael, play it.
Come on.
Look at you. You look great.
I just want to
turn it up. Turn it up.
Please stop.
You look like 33 in that.
Turn it up.
No, that's a bad clip.
Turn it up.
You look like your name's Svetlana.
Yeah, you look like a hot mom.
I know.
But I know you're like 17, aren't you?
Why can't
this
we hear it?
It's the first short film I ever did, please, for the love of God.
Why are we not hearing it?
It looks great.
Because I'm talking over
you. I'll mouth it for you.
Stop doing this to me.
Yeah, Daniel.
Stop doing this to me.
Daniel, you're a fucking dick, okay? I want it back. Stop, babe.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at me now.
Stop. I'm a bearded woman.
Did you do a Brooklyn accent in that one?
I'm a bearded woman.
Oh, you're a bearded woman.
You and Mauricio should go on tour.
Oh, my God.
That's bad.
Stop. Fucking turn it off. Because I'm obsessed with you. Oh, I hate this.
Here. Thanks. That's a straight kid now, right?
Yeah.
Even the pigeons are going like, ugh. The pigeons aren't
even
trying to get
you popcorn. This is my favorite movie of hers.
Hi, I'd really like to place a delivery order to 239 Garfield Place in 8th Avenue. And can you make
Park
sure
Slope.
That the glowing,
yeah.
if not
it's a real, that's a real address.
That was my address.
Stop. Now you just fuck. Now somebody's going to be attacked.
Yeah.
Wait, she's done a lot of college films.
You don't live there anymore.
No. Okay. But I did for a while.
That's Dan Soto's first role. This is terrible. I don't want to. You want me to stop?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that bad. What I'm saying is it's terrible. It's not that bad, which bugs me. If it was terrible, we could watch it. But listen.
I'm just saying, I've never been on this podcast without having my feelings hurt. So.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for you.
Okay. She sings great. Laughable.com. Make sure you go to Laughable, the only app if you love podcasting. To go to Laughable.com is the only way to pod.
That's good. Yeah.
Is it? Okay, great. Yeah. You sing great.
Thank you.
She sent me, I saw a little piece. Now, you put it out there already, so fuck you.
Yeah.
So don't act like I'm exposing you. You exposed yourself.
Okay.
But just like your dad.
Just like your dad.
I never said nothing about your dad, right?
Yeah.
And you exposed it.
No, Lewis exposed
it. Well, you exposed a little of it, and then he found out. But I never said shit.
No, he found it on Reddit.
Right, but I never found out. I never exposed. I never exposed you.
Yeah,
you know I'm loyal, right?
Yeah.
Mike, you know I'm loyal? Ribbit? are you a gay guy in the 70s?
I'm here now.
YMCA.
He really does look like he was opposite Pacino and Cruising. Did you blow Pacino under a bridge in Central Park?
Dog Day Afternoon.
You look like a bartender at a gay bar.
What?
Give me the bandana. That's basically just me asking for it.
Yeah.
That was
the easiest of all. That you look like a gay guy at a gay bar.
You look like a gay guy who has a job at a gay spot.
Yeah.
You're just gay looking faces. Yeah. Hey, but she sings great.
We heard you the first time you said it.
Yeah, none of us didn't believe you.
Can I play a little bit of it?
Yes, please. Please, Gabby, please. Your dad's in Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Let me just play a little.
No.
Come on.
I think he's just gonna.
No. You can do this the easy way, or you can do this the hard way.
Yeah.
Hard way's a cappella.
And they're both the same way.
Do you want one of us to sing first so we don't feel bad?
Yeah. Okay.
Right, go ahead,
Feeny.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're the one who claims to have the great angelic voice.
No.
You're the only eunuch here, so hit it.
Some paper towels. Oh, napkin. You're a eunuch?
Can't you see by his face? He has no testicles.
I bet he has Barbie doll cock.
He's got flat
testicles.
Can I
have the bandana back, please?
Yeah. Barbie doll cock is bomb language for give me the bandana.
What do you got? All right, Mac, I didn't stab myself. Relax. It's just a boogie. I have a little boogie. Fucking
Mike
goddamn
Mook.
Codependent cocksucker. I like you. Back off.
This has been the most off the rails episode of the show I've ever been on.
Sorry for blowing my nose. For all
Should
you Patreon,
be sorry.
For all you Patreon listeners. All the rest of you, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Anywho, come on, sing something.
Yeah, go, eunuch.
Stop calling me eunuch.
I love that chin hair and that mustache comes off.
I'm trying to purposely grow out a Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You borrowed that from Sagalo's pubes.
No one's going to get that reference.
It's funny if you start singing.
All right, let me see what I can sing.
Here we go.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I.
Wow!
A full commitment's what I'm dreaming of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and hurt you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie
and hurt you. You just been Rickrolled.
Yeah. Fuck, that was white.
Harmony.
That was good.
How white was that?
He looks just like him.
I know.
I think it came with my face, the ability to sing that song.
I think I came with your face.
He looks just like him if he was a girl.
Yeah, he does. Now your turn, Bobby.
I got this.
You're trying to sing. You're the one who claims to be such a great singer.
All right.
Let's hear that tight vibrato.
What song am I going to sing? All right. Shit. I don't have a good memory of words.
You like Springsteen? Wait. Do you like Cher?
I'll do karaoke.
You can do the karaoke. What do you want to sing?
Cher? Cher?
No, Journey.
Okay.
Give me some Journey.
Oh, there we go.
Journey. Yeah. I'll do Journey. Give me Journey.
Separate Ways.
Don't Stop Believing is a good one. That one. Ready? Give me that one. Karaoke, words. Here we go. Ready? Now, let me just see if I can do this. Ready? But you gotta, yeah, bring me in.
This is gonna be bad.
Oh, that's not it.
It's a commercial.
That made me go. Did
you just
go?
Start reading. You're like, here Chief we go. Caribbean.
Here we go. You can't play it though, right? We can't play it.
We can. It's the karaoke version.
Oh, it's karaoke version. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. You can play it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Turn it up a little bit. Yeah. You can play it? You sure we can play it? Yeah.
I didn't know.
He specifically said no.
I said no.
Just a small town girl.
Wow.
Living in a lonely world.
Yeah.
She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Sing it, big boy.
Just a city boy.
City boy.
Born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Bom, bom.
Yeah.
All right, wait, I'm not done. Let's get to the fucking chorus.
There's a 30-second guitar solo.
You-
yeah. All right, everybody, just feel the music for a minute. Just
do you remember guitar solos?
Yeah.
Right, go forward a little bit, you cocksucker. Four, three, two, one. Here we go. A singer in a smoky room. The smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile, we can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard and shadows searching in the night. Bow, 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 bow. P-lights living just to find emotion hiding somewhere in the night. Working hard to get my feel. Everybody wants a thrill. Paying anything to roll the dice. It just
he's
one
feeling too good right now.
Time.
Yeah. You're free. You get
Bobby's
free.
Back.
Yeah.
Some will win. Some will lose.
What will the others do?
Some are born to sing the blues.
Oh, yeah.
On the movie never and it goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting.
Up and
down the boulevard and shadows searching in the night. Dum bum dum ba 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 dum ga ga ga. Streetlights and people. Woo! Living just a passion, starting somewhere in the night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck yeah. You just found your career when you quit comedy. Fucking Japanese karaoke, baby. You fucking own that shit, big boy. Yas queen, yas.
If we can just get you in a business suit, like a little Asian man.
Yeah, suit.
We'll get a jigging suit. Laughable.com.
Yeah. All I have to say is you really came out of your shell for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You really exploded.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Giannis.
I think it's Gabby's turn, no?
I believe
you keep pushing,
Gabby,
you keep pushing the buck here,
the
man.
Video.
Gabby.
You can do the video.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I just sang a whole Journey song.
Wait, Giannis hasn't sung. Because if she's a good singer, she should be last.
If Giannis sing, will you sing?
No, I think you're showing the video. I thought
no,
that was
if Giannis sings, will you sing for us? Just a little something.
Oh, fuck.
Come
you.
On. We all just sang. Come on, here you go. Giannis, what do you got?
Can I get Toni Braxton, please?
What? Wait a minute.
Unbreak my heart, please.
Wait a minute.
You asked me to sing. Time.
I mean,
what the fuck?
If we're going to go for it, let's go for it.
I
mean, you
excited.
Got you just said I'm up to bat, so let's go. Let's fucking go.
Oh my God.
I mean, if we're going to do this, let's do it. I'm not here to play games.
All right, here we go. Turn it up. Can we play this one?
Well, it's the karaoke company that will charge us.
La-dee-da. What?
La-dee-da. The Zarafun, they're the ones who will flag us.
Stop. 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 Stop.
We're
stop.
Too
stop.
Late. It's too late.
Just
yeah,
stop.
Flag this video long ago.
I did flag it. Okay. Turn
like
it up. Turn it up.
It's fine,
go, go.
Don't leave me in all this pain.
Okay.
Don't leave me out in the rain.
can bring back my smile. Come and take the tears away.
Oh. Should have started with you.
I need your arms to hold me now. Nights are so unkind.
He's doing every verse. We're doing every verse of this.
Bring back those nights when I held you beside me.
Wow, are you trying?
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Undo this hurt that you caused when you walked out the door and walked out of my life.
You have to breathe.
I cried so many nights. Unbreak my heart.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. I'm all right with stopping.
I'm good with stopping.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as
you guys just
motion to
up.
Stop.
I don't know.
I think you went for a lot.
Here's the thing.
I think an AC/DC song, maybe some Frank Sinatra. You really went for the gusto, and I give you credit for that.
You got to take big swings.
You took a swing.
It is breezy in here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right.
Who's up next?
Gabby,
and she wants to do Whitney Houston.
What if Mike went and then you?
Oh,
well, you
she already
before
okayed
Mike,
to play the video.
After?
What?
Do you want to go before Mike or after Mike?
Oh my God.
My God.
I just sang Toni Braxton Unbreak My Heart.
Yeah. Well, you didn't really sing it.
I pushed it out of my face. I just pushed that song out of my face. I have zero talent for singing. I don't know how to do it. I'm basically Franks and Beans for it. So it's your turn.
A lot of dead air. Yeah.
Mike, I think you should sing.
Yeah, Gabby, let's hear it.
Gabby, take us home.
She should sing.
She's good. I mean,
yeah, she's good. Let's hear you.
The questioning in his voice.
Oh,
can we do it? No, the question is why you don't want to. I think you're really good.
Yeah.
You should do it. No one's going to be mad at you.
How cute is that? Fucking tickle him under his fucking.
You guys have a real brother sister kind of vibe going. Yeah.
Tickle him under
is
his
this
front.
Okay? Do I have permission?
Only if you sing.
Do I have permission?
How's that for you?
Why would he not?
Is
like
it
that?
Moist? I picture it being moist under there.
Yeah. Is that what, like a mushroom?
I'm not actually an amphibian. I'm a person.
Prove it.
Do you play the video? How about that?
How about you sing a Bon Jovi song?
What's the name of the video?
No, I'd rather die.
Okay, how about what do you like?
What's the song that you sung in the video?
What's your song? We can bring it up and you sing this to the karaoke like the rest of us. That would be easy. What karaoke song do you like?
I'm thinking.
Bop by Hanson?
Oh, I didn't know that's my favorite song.
I wish I sang that one.
Callie Rae Jensen?
Let's go back and sing that one.
Callie Rae Jensen.
What's that girl?
Carly Rae Jensen.
Carly Rae Jensen?
Call Me Maybe?
Call Me Maybe. I just met you. This is crazy.
Listen, we are the most unalpha males I've ever met. I don't want to hear shit from any woman that you guys know. Yeah. We are the gayest people I know.
We are.
How do we not like gay people? We are.
We're all three of us combined are somehow more gay than Mike's mustache. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it's close. It's fucking close.
I would love to see you grow a mustache.
I'm trying. You can see it. It's not going well. I'm very envious. Yeah.
If you could give your eyebrows to him and you could take his mustache.
Yeah. Would be a good looking son of a bitch.
He really does have fucking serial killer eyebrows. All right, go ahead. What song?
I don't know.
What song? Just pick a song. You know what you can sing.
Just fucking pick one.
What's your karaoke like? This is my shit.
What was the song I sent you?
Uh-oh. She's got it.
Oh, no.
I forget
it.
You know? Oh, Kiss from a Rose.
Can you sing that?
No, I don't know that one.
What's up? What one? What was that song?
What was the one I sent you?
I forget.
Celine Dion?
What was
My
it?
Heart Will Go On?
Elvis one.
Elvis?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Elvis, was it?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear an Elvis.
What song was it? Just say it.
I don't remember.
You remember. Hang on.
Frank Sinatra? I Did It My Way?
No. She sang.
I hate that you're making me do this.
Come on, it's going to be fun. We all sang. Three of us sang.
Yeah, two of us sang, and
how about
then Giannis talked for a while.
Mike pushed it out of my face.
Mike's going to sing Moon River.
Yeah. Rainbow Connection would have been a better joke. But
how about Laura Branigan and Gloria? Call it Gloria.
It's a lot of tension on this podcast.
Mike, I'm telling you, Mike is a secret cunt. I'm telling you.
I don't
right
think
now.
It's a secret.
What is
but
it?
Lovable.
Come on.
Lovable.
What is it? What is it? Come on. Stop fucking around.
I mean, come on. We'd fire you, but your dad's in Bon Jovi. So we can't.
Yeah. Say it.
do Can't Help Falling in Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yes. Yes. Do you want us to look this way? We'll look this way.
I want you to get up.
I'm staring at you in the eyes while you sing.
Let's go. Come on. Here we go.
This is going to be great.
I'm telling you, fucking no joke.
Don't hype it.
I thought she was.
I hate you.
I'm telling you. I thought she was. I thought.
Are you standing for this? Do the national anthem.
Yeah, take the mic out of the thing. Here we go. Shh, shh, shh. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit. Sing the whole song. I love
Gabby
this song.
Bryan.
Fuck, I love this song.
Here we go.
Wise men.
It's already better than us.
Yeah,
I know.
I got goosebumps.
Only fools.
Sorry.
Wow. But I
think I love you.
Can't help falling in love with you.
God, oh man, she did the trembly voice too, like Christina Aguilera.
Shall I?
Oh, what was that? That was a fucking singer thing.
Yeah.
Would it be a sin?
That was another one.
She made it like she was gonna stop, but then she caught up.
If I
sexy.
Can't help.
What can't you help?
Falling in love.
Oh, oh, she went, ooh, it's to you.
Creative
like
liberties.
The river flows surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Wow.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Now she won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah. She just stands on the table.
Yeah, that had personality. Her voice, you know, has personality too.
Yeah, you should do the Marilyn Monroe "Happy Birthday, Mr. President." That was like a very seductive way to do the.
It's,
can't help falling away.
That was good. That was good.
So that was
but
incredible.
She was on. Here's the deal. The very video good. She sent me. It was on her Instagram. She's on the piano playing a song, and I thought it was fake because she didn't show her face because she's humble. And I always wanted to say it. Like
well,
that.
You did. Hope it was good. Worth it.
I know this. Are you getting this? Are you sure? Are there people in the room?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. People in the room, you can donate $30 right now just by hitting Super Chat. No? Oh, you can't do that. Why would we have that option?
Super chat.
Type in super chat if you want to donate $30,000. If you have a Newfoundland puppy, please send them to me. Anywho, here we go. Well, I was going to bring up something. I wanted to bring up this.
Thank
and
God.
This is a little, what?
So thank God.
Come on, that was fun. You know you loved. You know you liked it. If I had the ability to fucking go,
that was some great
I would
podcasting.
Fuck it. She yeah, did she some sang. Singer shit,
and it was fun.
It was great.
And it was fun.
It was fun. Yeah. You did good. Yeah. Mike's like, I didn't get a shot. I'm gonna murder her. I'm gonna give me one day. Mike's gonna be wearing Gabby's face. I'm like, Gary, what? Gabby, did you have ramen for lunch? Why are you swollen?
My opinion of all of you has changed dramatically after ever seeing everybody sing. I may just go quit comedy and be a Rick Astley impersonator in Vegas.
You should.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah.
You
That's
can do something. The magic, and then
I'll do the magic. Yeah. You do Rick, and you could also play Ellen. You could host the show.
Or Ted.
Or Katie Lang.
Yeah. I don't want to keep dancing.
Katie Lang.
If I was to rank it, I would have went 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm 3?
I would have put you 3.
Wow.
His was good.
Buddy, listen to me.
Yeah.
Are you? Wow, you look like Tig.
Don't look like Tig.
Buddy, last one over to the right.
Tig is also very fucking, old looking, you know?
That's the left, you fucking cunt.
You look like a young Tig Notaro.
Click on that. I want you to compare that to his headshot.
You know who
put
I get?
That up
you know
his,
who I get?
Listen, I want that next to fucking Feeny's head. Listen, go back. Bing.
No,
make that bigger.
That's just teeth.
Make that
we
bigger.
Have similar teeth.
And hair and outfits.
No, my hair is way better. Come on, let's
that headshot looks like it's an advertisement for the...
That's fucking...
That is you.
That's you! That's you! You are fucking Tig. You're Tig. You're what Tig wants to be.
Tig's going to be at Uncle Vinny's.
Oh, man, that's the
spoiler
fucking
alert.
Best.
She will not sell out.
That photo of you looks like it's a Hannah Gatsby Comedy Festival flyer.
All right.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Let me.
I think I'm
going to warm this up. Wow. Hey,
I really thought that was going to land, too.
Yeah. Oh. It landed right on your face.
Yeah. Maybe it was the timing.
Oh, that's
so I did Chicago this weekend, which I want to thank the Chicago fans, Laugh Factory. Again, snow, fucking storm, packed the house 2 years in a row. Fucking great. I love it. Thank the Laugh Factory, all the staff, and all you Chicago motherfuckers for coming out. I love it. One day in, out, one show, great night. Lansing, I played the
Robin Theater.
Beautiful. This guy and his wife bought a building in downtown Lansing, made it into a theater. They live upstairs, and they're trying to put on, they just want to be creative. They live upstairs. They put on the comedy show. We did two shows, packed house, both shows. Nice. Me and Aaron putting them. And it was fucking great. Great weekend. Great crowds. Thanks for coming out, all you guys.
How was the drive from Chicago to Lansing?
It's nothing. It was terrible in the snow, but he drives 40 anyways.
That's right.
So it's just, you know, it's so funny. He's telling me he's not a shit driver as we're driving down the wrong way on a street.
Yeah.
Literally on the wrong side of the road. I'm like, buddy, do you know what a double yellow line is? And fucking a car's headlight coming at us? He's like, oh, shit, sorry. I fucked him. You made me. Then he blamed me. Oh, it's me. Okay, nice talking to you. I scared you into fucking killing us.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. And then I'm this fucking weekend, man, I'm reading about these kids, this Kentucky fucking MAGNA hat things.
Oh, yeah. The Native American thing.
Yeah. It's.
Giannis has got some thoughts about that.
Yeah. Do you know who it wound up being, right? Who exposed that?
BuzzFeed.
No.
No.
Tim Pool, the journalist?
No. Hmm. Who actually tweeted it first?
Oh, some Brazilian blogger.
But it was supposed to be. It was a fake account,
yeah.
It was a fake account.
Yeah.
It was. And they only suspended it, too, which I find fucking disturbing.
Well, they suspended it indefinitely, like, to investigate what's going on.
How about you fucking delete it?
My initial reaction when I saw the video was the same as everyone else's. I think this...
White power!
He spoke out.
I thought the kid was in the wrong. When I first saw...
That was Larry Pucci's. This guy, Larry Pucci from Boston. He was this fucking hilarious guy. Just drunk, chubby dude. Would go on stage. He goes, a lot of people say that I'm a little too racist in my comedy. And I have one thing to say about that. White power! That was his first joke.
Murdered in Boston?
Sometimes he murdered. That's a hit or miss joke.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Up top, too, no less.
No, I think, you know, I had that initial reaction that I was like, oh, this kid's being disrespectful. This story should really be the story that kind of illuminates how media in the digital age needs to be kind of regulated. There needs to be a standard that's set. I know, because what's happening is everyone's rushing to be the first out with the story.
Yep.
And because everyone's competing so furiously for eyeballs.
Keep that right there. Go back. I want that photo. Go back to what that was. Right there. That's all I want. Pause that. Right there. Good. Sorry.
Yeah. So this is the story that really should bring to light for everybody that, like, wow, our reality is kind of shaped by whatever information is released and how it's released. In other words, this really exposes how much news has become narrative news, how editorialized it's become. Yeah. And we got to get back to kind of like data-driven news. Just like, here's the news,
journalism?
Here's the facts.
Yeah.
Because the standard for journalism since the internet started, it's been a problem since the beginning. Because the journalism industry just did not adapt to the internet. You know, it used to, like, at the beginning, they were still charging you for the paper, and then they were giving the news away for free online. So, like, of course nobody's going to be buying the paper. So they conditioned everyone to have free articles. And what that did was they needed to make money by getting clicks from advertisers. So it became theater. It became, you know, sensationalized headlines to get you to click on the headline. And that was sort of the root of the problem. What they should have done at the beginning was you had to pay a subscription fee, just like when you bought the New York Times before. It should have been that way online. They should have never given away real news from reputable gazettes for free. And that's, once that started and people got conditioned to get news for free, they were fucked. And that's what it is.
So
you're not really getting news. You're getting like car crashes. It's like we're all rubberneckers, and news is car crashes. And we're all pulling over this
headlines. Just like, yeah, tweets are just headlines.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, this kid disrespect. So it's like everything is heightened. And then you actually see the whole video, and you're like, this wouldn't have even been a news story 10 years
ago. But that's how
nothing really happened.
That's how you really are able to.
Can I say something, though? Here's the thing. I understand what you're saying. But I really think that we're being fucking, we're being used. We're being duped. We're being fucked with. And they're laughing at us because of our need to be liked on social media, and our need to feel something other than our lives. We can't go through the day without feeling a jolt of, ooh, what's that? Oh, ooh, they liked my tweet. Oh, ooh, I got five people that commented. Everybody gets that feeling now. Whenever they want it. And we're being duped. If you look at this photo, I mean, Jesus Christ, man. Just show me this photo and tell me these guys are racist, and I'm in. Yeah. I'm fucking in. If you look at that kid in the background, he's literally
sneezing,
yelling the N-word. He just said the N-word. The other fat little kid with the phone, the chubby asshole in the back. Look at that smirk. Everybody's talking about his smirk. Everybody's talking about this. He has a face I'd like to punch. That's what adults, millionaire entertainers, okay, people in politics who are adults, supposedly have values, they're the ones that believe the right way, they're the ones that we're supposed to look to for decision making, we're like, he has a face I'd like to punch, okay, that's a kid, and if you look at that, I get it, that kid is the every fucking douchebag and a bully. That's the kids that's always picking on the other kids in the movies. If you're casting bully, racist ass, I'd cast those three smarmy cocksuckers. If I was doing School Ties 2, that would be the cast. But
like Connecticut boat rape or something like that?
I mean, too far, but yeah. I mean,
just thought I'd try to get comedy back going.
But then...
No, let's keep it serious. This is good.
I thought the School Ties thing was all right, but no, you're good.
Especially when we're at the peak of our game right now.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like,
you got to get as much comedy out there as you can when you're at the top of the mountain.
Use the oranges for the juice that we provide.
I just did a lot of pulp in that juice. What would happen between you two? Something happened.
He bombed, but no one noticed that.
Oh, what was it?
Nah.
I couldn't even tell that was a joke.
Yeah.
I thought you were just saying that. But if you look at that, I get it. And you look at this Indian dude and his fucking huge earlobes. And I mean, those are big earlobes.
Wow, I didn't even notice
that. Oh, my God. But anyways, you look at this
guy. He looks like an awkward kid. I mean.
Well, but here's the real story. If we just took a fucking beat. We're fed. The person that gave us this is supposedly a teacher, right? A teacher, middle age, who tweets 150 times a day about shit like this, sending it out into the world. She has 40,000 followers. Okay, because she's been tweeting 150 times a day stuff like this. And we're just looking to find our group to, fuck them and fuck them. And she put this out, and it's not even a real person. So all those people following her, tweeting back at her, telling her how and retweeting her shit, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should feel bad. You should feel like you were duped.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even real. It was somebody in Brazil, we don't know who the fuck it was doing this to cause people to hate other people.
It's just trolling. I heard.
It's worse than trolling, dude. Trolling is you're fat, Bobby. You're never going
to
go anywhere, Bobby.
You got to get a rise.
Bobby, you're fucking bald, fat. You look like the Game of Thrones,
right,
Bobby.
Let's not read the chat.
Bobby,
not,
you fucking cocksucker,
easy,
fat
Bobby.
Motherfucking hack. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Just reading the tweets again.
Oh.
But listen, I
But isn't the full story that they were, the Native American guy was like, anti-abortion protest or something like that?
Here's the full story. The kids were sitting there on a field trip. They were waiting patiently, just quietly. The Israelites, who are the guys down at Times Square, were like, read, white people are the devil. Read. Right. You know, we're the real, you know, Israelites. We're the real chosen people. Read. The Jews are the devil. Read. And all that. Those guys came up and started attacking him. If you watch the video, they're calling him crackers, a bunch of pedophiles, a bunch of half-breeds. Little, these are children, and these grown men dressed like they're fucking Conan the Barbarian, attacking these kids who sat there and just took it. Didn't say anything back.
Well, they did say a few things back.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
What'd they say?
There's a few videos of them saying some things back.
Like what? Okay, say it.
I think one kid said, it's not rape if you like it. Back to them.
What?
And that caused some controversy. Yeah, because they
said that
he was saying it to girls, but he wasn't. He was saying it back to the Israelites. One of these kids.
What were they saying? Rape.
It was,
they probably called him a rapist.
Yeah, something. And he said, it's not rape if you like it.
All right, so he was trying to
14-year-old
okay,
kid.
Okay, finally. Yeah. But he's trying to
make his friends laugh.
It's not like he walked up to somebody and said, not rape if you like it. Right, and then pinched the girl in the asshole.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The kids were, I think this story wouldn't have been a story if these kids didn't have Make America Great Again hats on.
Yeah, but that's a problem.
That is a big problem.
You should be able to fucking wear a dumb hat.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Especially if it's the president of the fucking United States.
It's a problem.
It doesn't make you racist if you like somebody. But it makes you different. And you can't sit there, these fucking kids.
But now this is what all these celebrities.
Wait a minute, let me just finish this. These guys were yelling at him. This Indian guy came up. First of all, didn't the Indian guy lie and said they said go back to America?
Yeah. The full story is the kids were there for a pro-life rally.
I really suck at summing things up, so help me out.
Yeah. The kids were there for a pro-life rally.
Yes.
That had finished. Then they were meeting there. They were meeting at that place to all meet up and get back on the buses, whatever. Right. There was a Native American rally going on there. A smaller one, and there was the Israelites were there. The Israelites started hurling insults at the natives and the white kids.
Right.
They were just saying crazy shit.
Right.
The white kids, and some of these kids were not white, so these students, let's just call them, because there was a few that weren't white in there.
Of course, they take these photos, and it's just white kids with fucking MAGNA hats on.
So they started chanting back their school chants to drown out the heckles from the Israelites. While they're chanting and dancing and stuff like that, the Native American guys march into them, just march right into them and start banging drums and chanting in their face.
Yeah.
And if you watch the video, you can interpret it a few ways. One kid maybe does a tomahawk, but you know they do that at Florida
Football
State games. They do it at
Braves.
Yeah, and it almost looks like, you can almost see like they're
into it.
They're into it. A lot of kids just look like they're chanting.
They were trying to drown out the, if you talk to the kids, they were trying to drown out the sounds of these fucking crazy Israelites yelling racist shit. So they were just like, okay, this guy supposedly came up to be a buffer in between the Israelites and the kids. So he was like, doing that. And the kids were in it. This kid right here with the smirk that everybody wants to punch, he was nervous. He just didn't want to say anything back. He didn't want to fucking do anything back.
Knew he was just being filmed.
He just was like sitting there, and he didn't say a word.
And you can hear in the video other kids saying, if you watch the other video, the full video, you can hear other kids going, I'm so confused right now. What's going on? You hear like, and like, don't touch him or whatever. And then you hear another Native American protester saying to them, you stole this land. Go back to Europe. Saying this to kids.
Oh, God.
So he's saying it. So he's kind of antagonizing the kids, saying that stuff. And then at that point, the kids just disperse and move away. So no violence, no threats from the there's no threats from the kids.
Yep.
They never chanted build a wall. That didn't happen.
Didn't lie.
That was a lie. And then the elder lied about what happened. The elder said he marched into them to calm them down because he felt like they were going to attack the Israelites.
Wasn't
going to
happen.
Which it wasn't going to happen.
Children?
And also, he's not a Vietnam vet. He was in the service, but he's not a Vietnam vet, so that. The Washington Post retracted that.
Ugh.
But yeah, his narrative was not.
The damage is done.
And that kid had to sit down with, who did he sit down with? Like Barbara Walters or something? And do like a full, like, here is what
did
happened.
You say
to
whatever?
Me?
And then you got these people who
Savannah
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you said whatever.
I think Giannis.
Is that you?
No, I didn't say
I was it. Looking at his.
Somebody 100% said whatever.
That wasn't me, though.
Who was it?
It was you.
It was you, Bobby.
I didn't say it.
Mike, you said Barbara Walters or whatever. Like you said.
Oh, it was you.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, Bobby.
Anybody,
did I?
Listen, stop.
You did it.
Freeze
frame. You weren't saying Barbara Walters, whatever.
Mike,
sit down
freeze.
Or whatever.
Freeze. Everybody who's listening to this podcast or watching it, go back. Right now, I want you to find a. I want you to see CSI.
I'm adamant I didn't say
shush.
It.
Find a CSI for us right now. This podcast okay? We want you to help us find the culprit, okay? Find who, and whoever fucking said it,
was me.
You rat them out.
It was you. Because I said it was like Barbara Walters, and then you went, whatever.
I think it was Mike's eyebrows. whoever said whatever, he went like this.
It was not me.
The kid does look like a young Feeny, though.
All right, listen, but the fact is that this kid was harassed. There was a kid, not only was he harassed, his family harassed, because he had Kathy Griffin telling people, dox him. Yeah. Dox him, fuck him. He's a kid.
Two journalists have been fired because they tweeted like, kill the kids. They put him in a wood shed.
How are you a fucking journalist?
Two journalists got fired. One's from Vulture, and one I don't know.
Good.
But that's what I'm saying. You have all these celebrities now making these, like, every celebrity feels like they need to speak out about whatever, side of the political aisle they're on. Like, the fact that, like, Cardi B is now being, like, fuck Trump and shit. Like, it's just, like, she even starts to be being, like, I mean, I was trying to do him doing Cardi B. It was very derivative. Yeah. But
hilarious now.
Stick to the lesbians.
And people are like, yeah. Like, real journalists are retweeting Cardi B. It's getting very circus-like. The world is a stage now.
Okay, now look at this kid. Without the smirk,
he's such a young little kid.
Another angle, he looks scared.
I mean, look how little. Without the hat, he looks even younger.
Do you feel from this experience that you owe anybody an apology?
What?
Do you see?
Why would she ask him that?
Your own fault in any way?
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so. My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him.
This is surreal.
She's trying to set him up.
And he's really like,
she should be fucking fired. What a piece of shit.
And how is it like,
do you feel anything? You're leading the witness.
Yeah.
That's illegal in a fucking...
Do you feel like a little bit like a piece of shit?
And nobody committed a crime. How is this... How did this become a story? Like, when you look at what actually happened, nothing happened. It was a few different protests, groups of people that got together, and then peacefully dispersed. And if you look at all the video footage, I disagree with... Look, these kids, I disagree with Catholicism. I mean, I'm pro-choice, all that shit. But in this specific scenario, the kids were actually the least wrong of the three groups. They were the least aggressive of the three groups.
They weren't even aggressive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A little wild, but they're fucking 14-year-old kids. They're going to chant shit. I mean, they're fucking 14-year-old kids.
You're lucky that wasn't from the Brooklyn, you cocksuckers.
I know.
If that was kids from Brooklyn.
If that was me and my boys. Oh, shit.
He would have been licking his own pussy.
I would have licked my own pussy right there in front of you. I would have took my dick out, stuck it in a Vicks vapor rub like I did when I was 15. We would have fucking jumped y'all, motherfucker.
Awful.
We would have jumped y'all.
Did you get Vicks vapor rub in your dick hole?
When I was 15, I did stick my dick in a Vicks vapor rub because I was curious to see if it burned. And I fucked it. It came in a...
Yeah, yeah, yep. Like the chapstick, the Vaseline jar.
Yeah, I fucked it. And it burned bad for a while.
It's as if you didn't know that was 100% going to happen.
Well, you know, when you're 15, you do stupid shit. So, I mean, hats off to these kids. They didn't do that shit. I would have been much stupider.
Maybe if they took their hats off, this wouldn't have happened.
If there's no hats, there's no story. I believe that.
Get it?
No.
The Trump hats.
No. But here you go.
Yeah, the Trump hats.
Yeah, but I'm going to float this over to you, big boy.
This guy.
I threw it too hard. Yeah.
Just nobody bomb the rest of the show.
Listen, you look at this kid and I respect this kid even more now because she tried to set him up and he went, for standing there? No, I didn't do anything. I'd love to talk to the guy. What the fuck is this lady doing?
And how weird a time do we live that this kid was just on a school trip. He's some random 14-year-old kid. And now, like, the whole country is watching him. Whole country's watching him give an interview on fucking ABC.
If he ever tweeted anything questionable or anything on social media, it'll be found, unearthed, and used against him for sure.
I can't.
He's a baby.
We should do this. We should come up with a day this year. Just middle of the year, maybe end of the summer. Everybody gets the summer. And then September 3rd. Let's do September 3rd. We all delete our fucking Twitters. We just start it right now. We start telling people right now, let's go September.
I'm not famous enough to do that, Bobby. I mean, I am at the top of my comedic game as far as skills go.
Yeah. But why do you need it? For what?
To promote. To tell the three people who may come see me
okay,
in Hamilton.
Let me ask you a question. How did Richard Pryor fucking promote? How did fucking George Carlin? How did every other comedian up until fucking 2005 promote their gigs?
I don't know, but I have a podcast called History Hyenas on Riotcast.
Dane really.
What is it?
I said, I don't know, but I have a podcast called History Hyenas on Riotcast. You should listen to it. It's me and Chris DeStefano.
It's a great podcast.
I'd love fucking throwing in a plug.
It's almost as good as Irish Goodbye podcast on
It's actually better.
A lot better by like download. Or content?
Both.
Well, I think we're both comedically at the top of our game right now.
It's true.
Yeah. Who's on your podcast with you?
Doesn't really matter. He's such a fucking beast. It doesn't matter.
He gets it.
Why don't you come over to Riotcast?
Yeah. Well, we can talk after the podcast.
You can't come over there. Bobby. What are you fucking doing? Yeah. I'll murder you just like I murdered fucking Shannon. Becky's going to die too.
Listen, August 25th. Wait, you got 4 months start training. We're fucking fighting.
There's not regular.
I let Giannis go. I'll never let anybody else go again.
There it is, Irish. They made you look too masculine in that cartoon.
You think? I'm pretty. I feel like I'm.
You're the red shirt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'd fuck.
Is that first of all?
Yeah. That's. Yeah. Mike asked if they could put a little less gray, a little more brown. He still wants to be.
It
castable.
Looks like nothing like you two.
Yeah.
I think it looks. I think it looks a lot.
Not at all. No, it looks like Colin Kane as a young kid, and then Colin Kane older.
I think it's pretty good.
What happened to Colin Kane?
I don't know. He's fucking.
I think he still sells.
Huh?
I think he still sells.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He's still torn.
T-shirts?
Yeah.
Is he torn? Is he doing? I never met the guy.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I remember seeing him one time.
Nice guy. I do. I always liked him when I met him. I mean, when I was around him. I know him. I mean, right. What am I talking when I met him?
You trying to just assimilate.
I
want to
meet your dad.
I know.
Yeah.
He's in the other room waiting.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
No, he's not. I mean, that,
I just
he came to the shed is impressive.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He comes to the cellar a lot.
Yeah, he's fucking a dude. He's a Jersey dude, man. Him and his wife. I did a show at Uncle Vinny's, and they came out. They sit there. They had a great time, and they went to a cigar bar for fucking 2 hours. So I think it was 3:30 in the morning, just sitting there. And they, you know, of course, everybody's walking. It kind of bugged me because I'm usually. You know, hey, Robert Kelly. And then, you know, they're literally stepping on my toes to get to them. One guy burnt me with a cigar. But yeah, it was, it was a little annoying.
Hey, Robert, can you get out of the way, please?
You think Bob, right? Yeah, beat it.
Yeah.
No, great people.
That's
anyway,
the best
to wrap that up, though, I think we should delete our Twitters.
Bobby, come on.
You don't need it. You need Facebook
Instagram.
And Instagram.
I don't, you don't need Facebook anymore. Facebook's dead.
All right. But Instagram is fine. You can have Facebook because we have some older people. Look at his beard. Okay.
here's what I think about
Instagram.
Twitter.
Instagram. Twitter is garbage. Twitter is.
I disagree.
It's tainted water.
I disagree.
You can't filter out the scum.
You can't. This is what I've done on Twitter. I don't follow really
I'm just trying to set up a thing that we can all do together on a day.
What about lunch? Why do you need
You know what? Scratch that. Let's get lunch.
We just did the lunch.
September 3rd. How many people were there?
To the dude lunch there? It was a good amount. Like always, like 30, 40 people, I guess. But not a lot of, not as much headliners as there were in the past.
I wonder why. No,
women weren't invited?
No.
No, it's the old dude lunch thing that Lewis does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lewis is ahead
of
his
game. But we didn't take a picture this year. We decided not to take a picture because it gets a lot of backlash.
Why?
On social media.
From who?
From everybody that's not a male comedian, I guess.
I mean, the women comedian don't, but they have women lunches, don't they?
They have women groups.
They can. They're absolutely women. Allowed
but
to.
Why can't we have a group?
Because why can't you're not being inclusive.
Because it's toxic?
Yeah.
No,
it's
fucking
but it's
toxic.
Always what's always funny about that is every time someone posted a picture of that, like the first comment is always like awful lot of white dudes. It's like, well, it was organized by Lewis. You know what I mean? It's like there's a lot of white dudes in comedy.
Yeah, but white. You can call them white dudes. You can call them.
Plus, you needed $50.
Evil.
So. Yeah, you didn't need $50, so that thinned out the herd a bit.
Look, if you're a white man, you're fucking. You're just an evil guy, and it's what it is.
I'm gonna actually come up with a lunch fund. For minorities for next year's dinner.
Okay.
So if there's minority comics that can't afford.
like a diversity program.
It's like the United Negro College Fund.
Whoa. I'm gonna,
whoa.
Can you say that?
No, and you can't say minority anymore either. I mean, Jesus. You sound like my dad.
It is called that.
It's called that.
Yeah.
What, look that up.
I just don't know if you're allowed to say it, but it is called that.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yes.
If, if you had a callback before,
you can't say
it anymore.
Or they don't call them minorities anymore either. You have to
wait
stop.
Wait a minute. Did I say, is that not a thing?
Yeah, it is.
All right. So you can Google that. I can say it.
No, you can't say Negro.
Why? Wait a minute. United Negro College Fund.
Stop it, Bobby.
Stop repeating it. Yeah. Why do you say it with such venom?
I'm going to kick you off the cruise.
Jesus Christ, Bobby.
Stop. I'm not saying.
Yeah, don't say Negro like Vince McMahon. That's
Stop. Stop.
Guys, I'm not saying listen, we all know I have fucked up tone, okay?
You can't say that with a Boston accent.
Yeah. And a shaved head?
Yeah.
Well, you're saying
and in a position of power?
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're the one who said there was somebody said that there was no minorities there.
You can't say minorities.
Why?
They're not. You can't say that. Right, it's otherizing them. Somebody, stop otherizing.
Right, I'm going to pay for others to come.
Yeah.
So it's not so white. I'm trying to help the situation.
They're just others to you?
What?
No, theirs. Humans.
And they need a
humanity.
Handout.
Humanity.
Yeah, but somebody said what? Yeah. Oh, I need a Q-tip. Yeah.
It's just fucking a white. You got to like
they
stop.
They don't need your fucking bullshit.
Stop trying to put people into groups. Stop trying to groupidize.
Wait a minute.
You're groupidizing people.
Is that a word?
Yes. You're
don't
groupidizing. You're belittling.
Listen to him. He's on the top
of
his game.
First of all,
comedically, I'm at the top of my skills right now.
We know. Don't ask me the name of the podcast. Please just write down what, you know, please.
Was it Lick My Own Pussy?
It was that.
My first one.
Yeah.
Of course it was. That's what she's been dying. This giraffe's trying to be lick her own pussy for fucking 7 years.
Yeah, that was before the podcast started. She had that right.
She got fucking. She got.
It's my personal.
Yeah, it's just to do list. Yeah.
She got a pair of rubber boots and some gloves. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. I had nothing. Where's the fucking. I got it. All right. I tried that joke twice. The first time I stopped, I regrouped and nobody caught me, and then I shot out rubber boots and gloves. And then I did an act out. I went, I didn't get shit on an act out. I fucking
Is there
sucked.
Anything worse than a big act out with nothing?
Oh, no.
No, actually, that's the most hilarious thing when you throw an act out in it and it bombs.
Yeah.
I think that's the funniest thing.
It's the best bomb of all time.
That if you're a comic watching a comic and he throws his body weight into it and it gets nothing, I think that's number one funniest thing I've ever seen.
They're just sweating.
Yeah, like if you like really get into it and the audience gives you nothing, I think that's the funniest
thing.
I've
done it. I've had it happen downstairs.
I've had it happen.
At the Cellar, when I was a little more active, back in the day, I used to run around and sweat and shit. I remember one night I was down there just bombing. I said something out of the gate and it just didn't fly. Somebody killed in front of me, and I was just fucking running around. And I fucking started banging the stool, and I did something, and I went, woo, and I fucking was on the ground. And I remember having to quietly get up from the ground, and there was just nothing. And I remember one girl went, ha-ha.
You're like, kind of like, quickly.
She was laughing at the not laugh.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my joke, by the way. Kevin Hart stole that fucking. That's mine.
The hump in the stool. That's crazy.
There you go. That guy sells out arenas.
Sure does. So did that other guy. That's also was humping the stool.
That was my move. Yep. He fucked the stool too.
All three of those. They're all the. Well,
I fucked the stool at some point.
Yeah, we all. Louis fucked the stool.
You gotta fuck the stool.
You gotta fuck the stool. If you're not a comic until you fuck the stool. Yeah. I mean, Louis.
Can you get him
the
off
stool.
The screen, please? It's fucking triggering and offensive. There's women in here. Take him off the fucking screen.
Yeah, I didn't consent to being able to see that.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta tell. You gotta announce first.
Being able to.
If you're gonna pull up that image, announce it to the room, Zach. Jesus fucking Christ! You want us to get sued or arrested?
It's Mike. He can do it.
Huh?
That's Mike.
Can I say this?
His rings are bothering me.
Putting my
They've been bothering me the whole time.
Wow, what are you? You don't like antiques?
Just fucking rummage through his grandfather's stuff that he inherited. I'm like, these two will do.
He murdered homeless people. That's where he got his tattoo, mustache, and rings.
God, if he clanked them off the table twice, I'd have to hit him with something.
You're right. Listen, he does look like Joan Jett's drummer.
That's a compliment. All right.
I think he looks like a gay bartender at a gay bar. That's
Second
a callback to
smashed.
A bomb. Second time smash.
Top of his game.
Yeah,
top
baby. Never give up because I'm at the top of my game. I'm a comedic genius.
Top of my game. All right, listen, we got to wrap this fucker up. I gotta go. I'm doing Chrissy D's show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. You'll have a good time with him.
Is it good?
You're hanging out with Chrissy. It's always good.
He's the best.
He's the best.
I heard it's really quick, too, right?
It's really quick. It's fun. It's easy. We ask you questions. You just riff and have a good
time.
Do
you want something, Becky?
Say something?
Yeah, we're not leaving right now, but of course you can say what. Listen, Becky, you can say whatever you want.
I like how meek she is. It reminds me of the good old days. Sit back down. All right.
No, seriously. Stop.
I will if you want me to.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. It really.
No.
Becky.
Yeah.
Is so nice.
I know.
No. That's fine. This is what she is. Stop people pleasing, you fucking cocksucker.
Did you say you look like a bullfrog?
Not to him. Fucking idiot. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Only when he left, we said it.
Jesus. Yeah, when he was in the room.
But that's a bullseye. I mean, he looks like a fucking bullfrog.
You do look like you could do like the one eye blinking at a time.
Yeah. Becky.
I guess we all can.
Becky. Yeah.
That's called winking.
It's called winking. He's at the top of his game at this point.
That was a genuine realization.
Yeah. Well, everyone listening loves comedy because you listen to us for so long. So please check out Kevin Barnett. He's an excellent comic who passed away today.
Yeah.
He was 32, same age as me, and it makes me really thankful for like all the times he made me laugh. So please go on YouTube and watch his comedy.
He was just a great guy, man. It's sad.
So fucking funny. Yeah. Too.
I never met him. I might have met him, but I don't know him.
The thing is, he was a good dude too, which is like I just don't understand why good dudes keep going. You know,
as he got more success, he didn't change as a person. No. He stayed just as cool.
Just good energy.
What was he? Where was he?
He was in L.A.
Comic.
What did he do?
He started here though, but he also had he had shows. He was on Broad City, and then he also had his show on what was it? True TV.
Yeah,
was that what it was?
Yeah, he co-created. Rel. Yeah. He wrote for all these shows.
Yeah.
He started out here. He was here for a couple years, and then he moved to L.A. Well, they first got the sketch show, him and Jermaine Faglia. What was that? Of the People of the People?
Friends of the People.
Friends of the People.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that show.
He was one of the creators of it with Fowler and Rabinovitz. Right?
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Oh. So just a great dude, and it's just so tragic, man.
How did he die?
Supposedly...
Becky?
I don't know.
He died in his sleep last night.
You don't know?
They didn't release anything.
I don't think we're supposed to talk about it. Yeah.
Why are we not supposed to talk about it? You just talked about it.
It was unexpected.
Is there a thing? Is there like a? Is this a?
I don't know.
It's like Dirty John.
I don't
What's
think
happening?
Anyone knows except insiders. Yeah. I don't think it's.
Do you know?
I do know.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
Well, you.
But it's you know, so shitty.
Now I just want to know.
I'll tell you off the podcast.
Yeah. He's also.
Do you know too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you just don't want to besmudge the memory of him. I get you. Okay, yeah. I get you.
But he also, he's one of those guys, too. I remember he did, the first, he had one of the, you know, there's some guys where you just remember their jokes forever. I remember, like, when I first started, I still, like, will quote one of his jokes that was always so funny.
What is it? Quote it.
Well, he used to talk about how the McDonald's ads were, like, super racist, but, like, no one ever seemed to have, like, realized it. But he was like, you know, they just show, like, a white guy, like, on his lunch, and then he goes back to, like, his power office, and then they show, like, a black guy take a bite of a chicken sandwich, and then he's just playing basketball really well. and like breakdancing. and he had the act out too and everything. It was so fucking funny. But he also, he's one of those guys too where you want to talk about like a good bomb. Like whenever he would bomb, he bombed in like such a fun fucking way.
Yeah, he
too.
Was self-deprecating, humble guy.
Very humble.
He really was good energy, man. It's like people are just like have good energy or bad energy, and he just had good energy.
He was trending on Twitter, which is kind of crazy if you think about it. That's how many people like fucking he affected. You know, so it's pretty awesome.
It's really.
Wish it was a better.
You know, I just wish comics would start taking care of themselves a little bit better. I'm kind of sick of it. You know, it's like you got to take
care
of yourself.
All right.
I know, but it's kind of like,
Jesus Christ! I ate a fucking salad today.
I know. I'm not. I'm just saying we have to, man. It's like comedians just keep dying.
I was going to ask you if you want to go get John's after, but apparently that's out with your speech. I'm not going. Fuck you.
Yeah.
We'll get a poke bowl if you want.
We can go get a cigar though. No.
No, I can't. I got to do fucking...
I'd get a cigar.
I'll give you one.
No, I don't want to smoke it with you.
It's about the
I would love to smoke with you tonight, but I...
So, I mean, fucking, come on, Bobby.
Half hour.
I'm a dude, fucking old friend from Boston.
Get a small one.
I wish I was one of your fucking friends from Boston.
Can
just fucking a guy I knew you back when you were fucking chicks back there, retarded girls in a fucking school bus. You remember that one fucking girl?
Dude, can you not ruin my life right
now? Sorry. I mean, you brought it up on a previous fucking episode, Bobby.
I know. Well, she wasn't. Fuck. I never said retarded.
You said she had one fucking leg or something.
No, she didn't have a leg. She was just a little slow. She was a little...
Fuck. Well, I'm from Boston. I still stay fucking retarded.
I feel bad about my whole life. I really do. I look back now, and it's like, all right, I get it. Why I'm not famous? I mean, it's you look back on your life, and I'm like, shit.
Would you want to be famous right now? Be honest.
Yeah, it's not a good time.
Would anyone really want to be famous?
I don't want to be famous right now, but I don't think. Look, I love doing what we do, and I love not having to worry about it. I mean, look, you have to have some type of fame to support yourself. I'm 48. I'm going to be 60 before you know it. I don't want to fucking do cruise ships. I don't want to have to. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I love doing what I do, and I love to keep doing it, but you need some type of fame to do that. And if they're going to keep going back into your past on shit that you did when you were fucked up or lonely or insecure or trying to find your way and not allow you to evolve and become a father and a beautiful husband and a loving friend, and they're just going to hold you accountable to everything you ever fucking did, I don't think there's any way you can do it.
Isn't it weird that, like, the...
I said that without breathing.
That was great. That was actually like a movie speech.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was my Denzel. Like,
yeah, that was fucking good.
I heard slow military drums in the background while you were doing that.
We got it.
I thought you were going to do the speech again.
No, we got the drums.
Okay, well...
That was a great speech.
It was a pretty good drum.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm saying. I'll say it again. I'm sorry for everything I've done bad. I've done a lot of bad shit. I've treated.
But that's why you have to be your own self-sustaining. Like these guys, especially these guys in LA. It's so weird to me that like people will always argue. You know, you could say like the best comedians on the planet are
me and you.
Are in New York. Well, I mean,
top of our game right now.
Are in New York City, but the biggest comedians are in LA. Like all of these guys that have like their following and doing all the arena comics. Yeah. Are out there, but it's like all of them have gotten into some shit.
Not really.
No?
No. No. Who?
What do you mean?
Burr doesn't get into it. He didn't give a fuck. He just
Sebastian,
does.
No?
Not one thing.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah. Only the New York comics seem to.
Yeah.
Well, you jerk off in a couple of years, you might get in trouble.
Aziz, too.
Aziz got in trouble. That was not real.
Of course, but it. Already, I guarantee there's still people that fucking, you know what I mean? It's like the same with Chris Hardwick. People still are like, oh, that guy was a piece of shit. It's like, remember how that all came out, that wasn't real? And they were like, oh, no, I don't, you know.
Yeah, because they don't
headline's the only thing that matters.
I don't give a fuck. People suck, dude. People just want to fucking, they don't want, they love when comics get taken out. Other comics do. I know comics, we're all comics. Some comics are psyched that they're gone now. I don't have to worry about him.
Yeah, as if
my style of comedy is what's in right now. My style, not that shitty style that I couldn't do. That's what I was wondering. If Patrice was around right now, he'd be fucking hashtagged everything. He had so many fucking. I remember his group, the He Man Woman Hater Club. This is all about fuck women.
Do you remember when
he had a group called Fuck Women? Keep pimps up, hoes down. You keep your bitch down.
He did that on The Office when he was a character on The Office. He was like, tell your girl to shut up. Like he said that on The Office.
Buddy, he did that at his barbecue.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying is he did it on like network television as well as in fucking, you know.
It's so funny.
He served a vital role.
I really wish he was around
he
now
kept
because
people, he kept the scene in order a little bit.
Well, he kept the scene in order, and he wasn't afraid.
Yeah,
and he took the hit for a lot of us.
Joe Rogan's like that on the West Coast a little bit, calls people out and kind of.
Yeah, I think so.
We don't have one now.
I think Joe. You know, it's weird because Joe. Jesus Christ, man, he's such a. You know, he's the guy. I mean, he was my. The dude I always fucking was like, that's my guy. Because everybody was looking up, you know, on TV back in the day. And I was like, that's the guy. That's the motherfucker. He's talking about crazy shit. He's talking about fucked up shit. And I've always loved Joe and his comedy and stuff. And then you see what he's just had an amazing career. But it's hard to give, you know, it's hard to take advice from, you know, somebody who's, you know, I mean, really, you know, I don't know. I'm a fat fuck with, you know, I'm a thousandaire. You know, a fucking a chubby stomach and tits. You know, it's like, dude, you got to believe in yourself. How? How? How, dude? I don't understand. I'm scared all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if I had $1 million in the bank and I went from, you know, people who, it's hard to, you see these people who have everything and then they're giving us advice. I kind of rather take advice from someone who had nothing and got something.
Right.
And then lost it and got it back. I look at those people and I'm like, okay, I got it.
I think the key is just not be hard on yourself and just keep going. take the hits, feel the hits, and keep, just keep going.
Does that make sense? I mean, you know what I mean? It's hard to, you know, if you can look at your bank account and not ever, I mean, never have to worry about it again. That's what, like, I see people's, like, William Stevenson's needs, they need $15,000 to raise. It's like, if I had millions in the bank, I would just take it. I'd be like, I got it. It's done. Why the fuck? I know people that know him who have fucking millions.
Right.
You put 100? What the fuck?
It is weird when you see those GoFundMes and you see who donated. Like, you know, some people are anonymous, but then you see, like, people who have a lot of money. It's like $5. And you're like, ooh.
I don't get it. What the fuck can't you do? Why can't you take that hit? Why can't you just, I wiped it. I got it. It's on me. It's all taken care of. I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe they do and we just don't know about it. That'd be even a greater thing if they did it and didn't tell anybody. But I see that shit and I'm like, why the fuck isn't somebody stepping the fuck up and just wiping this shit out? You know what I mean? I don't know. So anyways, yeah, Joe Rogan's one of those guys. Billy Burrow's one of those guys. You know, there's a bunch of... I think that crew is the most famous... I mean, I think back in the day it was Patrice, me, Voss, the O&A type thing. That was pretty hot for a while, and then it flipped over there. I think it's over there now.
Well, Rogan's podcast is like the Tonight Show used to be. It's the biggest thing in going.
That'll do way more for you than because that's targeted comedy fans versus doing a Tonight Show. You know, that's almost like a
He's got millions and
but
like
it
kind of
sucks
billion.
Now, doesn't it? Because I felt like back in the day, not that I was going to get on it, but it'd be like. At some point, you'd be like, I'll be in L.A., and they might be like, hey, you want to do this? Like, you could just go and do it. Like, you see him at a club, and you'd be like, hey, let's go do this. Now it's like you have to fucking, you know, know a fucking an alien.
Lewis did it. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, he had to do it with two other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he has people on, and he's supported so many comics and helped so many people. Comics have big careers.
Especially Boston. Yeah, look, he's got a big soft spot for
him. Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of guys who are selling out now because Rogan just kind of...
Rogan, I mean, he's got the Midas touch. And yeah. Louis had that.
Yeah.
You know, fucking all my coattails fucking burnt up. Fucking coming back into orbit. Just... no, but yeah, you're right. He does. And he does help a lot. And they help each other, which is...
That's what it was supposed to be, I thought. Yeah. You fucking get up there, and then you fucking bring others up with you. Not just you fucking step on their heads and then keep them down so that they don't overtake you.
I think it's a beautiful thing that a comic has that much power and that the industry doesn't have the power that he has. The industry can't really make your career anymore the way Joe Rogan can, which is an amazing thing.
Patrice used to say all the time, you get me over. It's your responsibility. If I'm on your show, you need to get me over with your fans. If I come on your show and you attack me or fuck with me and make me look like an asshole, now you fucked me. But if you get me over and tell your fans you got to go check this dude out, now you're getting me over. You're helping me attain my dreams. And you're absolutely right. Those guys do that. And this show can't do that for anybody.
That's not true.
Except for Mike and Gabby and Mike and Zach. But Zach's about to tell me to go fuck myself too.
One of the biggest weaknesses I think comedians have that we all share in common.
Pussy.
Is that we want to lick our own pussy. Is that we all...
What was that?
We want people to like us. So it's easy for us to be taken advantage of. Yeah. It's easy for us to believe we've made it when we're really making someone else a lot of money. And a lot of comedians forget that. They forget that, hey, you gotta be getting something out of it. You're especially in this era where there's not one or two or three gatekeepers. You are your own business now. You're your own entity. The internet is the way you make it for everyone. So stop hoping you're going to make it. Stop hoping you're going to get put on. Stop hoping there's something to get. There's only something to build. Yeah!
Gabby, what do you have?
What do I have?
Yeah, what do you get from
that? My monthly show is back next month, February 6th.
Does that mean your period?
My monthly period is back, thank God.
Just making sure the bandette is safe and sound.
That was a good one, my monthly
show. Not really.
Nice.
February 6th, my monthly show at the Way Station in Brooklyn is back.
Box is bloody.
Anything? And follow me on Instagram at my box is bloody.
That's already taken.
Gabby is Brian. Thanks. Bye.
Can I do your show?
Yeah.
I need to. My booking's a little light, even though I'm at the top of my game.
My schedule is $10. Is that
something? I'll do it for $10. And that was good.
That's I'm at the middle of my game.
No, comedic. I mean, you know, I'm at the top, but just my schedule's a little light.
Mike, what do you got besides watery eyes like a lizard?
To lick it with my own tongue. I'll be at the Yonkers Comedy Club February 2nd.
Are you going to be at Yonkers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, well, it's Super Bowl weekend. That's why they needed me. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I should be there for the first time.
I like the guy at Yonkers. He should use you guys. You guys should all do a show up there.
Maybe a good idea.
Huh?
Be a good idea.
All right.
So, that's good. Follow me at Instagram at Mike V. Suarez. Also, follow us on Instagram at YKW Dude Podcast and our Twitch stream, YKWD Podcast as well. We recast on Sunday afternoons. There's an active chat on there, so you guys want to talk to each other. And we'll be doing more stuff for Super Chat on this channel as well.
Good. Great. All right. Mikey, what do you got, buddy? Besides a fucking kooky mustache.
I got a kooky mustache.
And a nose ring.
I'm at Mike Abruzzi on all social media. I got a podcast.
And Grindr.
And Grindr.
Do you have a boat? Are you a pirate?
I would love to have anything. I think that'd be very nice.
Oh, Mikey.
I got a podcast called A Little Time that you can download everywhere. And February 6th, I'll be at the Stress Factory for Bonnie McFarlane.
Which one?
The Secret Handshake.
Secret Handshake for in New Brunswick.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
I love Bonnie McFarlane. I really love Bonnie McFarlane. Right, she's one of my favorites.
I love her. I'm in
her comedy.
Movie.
All right.
Yeah. I actually are you in the she's movie? One of my faves.
What'd you get in the movie?
I'm in it.
What are you?
I actually play I don't know if I can say it.
No, don't say it. Becky, what do you got besides beautiful hair?
Oh, thanks. I'm a comedy photographer. On Instagram, it's at Human Places, the E's of three.
Yeah, if you want some photos or you got headshots or whatever, you want somebody to come to your show and fucking have some rocking photos, please get in touch with her. Zach?
I got bars, son. Check out my mixtape.
You good?
Yeah.
Zach is the fucking guy around here. I mean, isn't he?
Well, he's a big part of the History Hyenas, which is right here on Ridecast. You can listen to all of our podcast episodes. Just check us out. History Hyenas, me and Chrissy Cackles. So do it. We have a Patreon page as well. So just fucking get up on
you guys are allowed to have a Patreon, being under the Ridecast umbrella? That's not a conflict of interest?
I literally own half the company. I can do whatever I want. And you can do whatever you want when you come here.
Go on.
Yeah.
Bobby, so I heard your fucking podcast.
Dude, you can't do a Patreon.
You're trying to run a
subscription. How are we going to make money off
it? We were never told we couldn't do it. Went like this for a while.
How am I going to pay Michael Bisping if I can't? If you guys are making money on the side.
Yeah.
Listen, dude. No, you stay over at Gas Digital. They got beautiful studios over there.
Irish Goodbye Podcast.
Irish Goodbye Podcast. Great, great podcast.
You do it?
No.
Come on.
I just told you I fucking do too much.
You'll be in the city on Thursday.
If you do it here.
We can record one here.
All right, there you go.
Boom.
You can't record there. You need Gas Digital branding.
Yeah.
So there you go, man. I think we should go out. Another great episode of You Know What, Dude. I think we should go out on a hot one. You ready? Are you ready?
For what?
Let's do it.
Up and down the boulevard in shadows, searching in the night. The street lights and people.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Living just to find emotion.
I love you guys.
Hiding somewhere in the night.
Rest in peace, Kevin Barnett.
You guys are the best fans in the world. Thank you for listening. Make sure you join the Patreon. Support us. You guys are the best. We'll see you next week. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.